Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. Time for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
Turn your radio down. I know who would you do call.
Oh, really?
No call to play the name game.
What?
No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes. You can get it.
Yeah.
Move to your left. Yeah. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. It's the best thing you're going to find.
Get into
the Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What? Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Before we start, I'd like to say I'm humbled to be the new head coach of the Washington Redskins. And my first duty as Redskins coach, being player of all things relating to Jesus Christ, the man himself, Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Broken Mirror and all the ships at sea. Hey, the first guys to ask Al Gore, hey, you got any head coaching experience? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's a new episode coming at you on Monday. And it is, we all just had to check. We all had the wrong date.
Yeah, my watch is messed up here.
It's Monday, December 4.
Right.
4. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Right, 877-365-3636. What can I say?
Welcome to my world.
Yes, welcome to our world, ladies and gentlemen.
Won't you come on in?
Ah, Norm Turner. We hardly knew ye.
Miracles, I guess.
You knew it had to happen. But Norm, I want you to know something. From now on, whenever I pop a blackhead,
step into my heart.
Whenever I peel back a zit, whenever I get the pus,
leave your cares behind.
From some kind of skin infection, I will think of Norm Turner.
Welcome.
As we always. Because Norm, it's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Yes, that has to be our lead story today.
Our top story today.
You won't have him to kick around anymore.
Nope. Right.
Our man, friend of the show for many, many years, used to come on all the time, Norv Turner. He is out of here.
It has ended mercifully for Norv Turner.
He has been fired as head coach of your Washington Redskins.
Right.
I did try to call Norv today.
Right.
To see if he would come on the show.
Uh-huh.
I doubt if he's going to do it, but either way, we'll have, if you can read into this, we'll have Norv Turner on the show today.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. I'm excited about it.
Excellent.
You know, I think there's no better home for disowned members of the Redskins family than right here on our show.
Yes, we can officially announce he will be on the show today.
Yeah.
Also today, we're going to have all of the tape from our paintball battle on Saturday. We won.
Yeah, hey. We won. What a grudge match.
We beat the sales staff. And listen, today we have a mystery guest for you.
Very good.
And he's a mystery guest who, incidentally, Mike and Buzz will be able to play along with
Everybody calling in.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Of course, now, if you guys get it, you just have to write it down and hold it up. But
okay.
I would bet that you don't get this mystery guest right off. Shoot, you're going to write one down already?
Yeah, because I just have that feeling. It's that time of year.
Okay, go ahead. Write it down.
Before you just give me a minute here.
Write it down. Let me see what you got. And the answer is, and it's not Norv Turner, incidentally, the mystery guest.
In addition to Norv.
It's not Patricia Heaton, Mike.
Oh, okay. I guess I was wrong with that guess.
And, Robbie, you can play. You don't know who it is?
No, I don't know.
You can play also, Hat. So as soon as the mystery guest calls, we'll let you know. Listen, first off, a programming note.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, my episode of King of Queens is going to run.
Mm.
So, everybody, watch the King of Queens tonight at 8 o'clock. I think I'm on, like, in the last 10 minutes.
We got to get out of here tonight.
And if you blink or go to take a pee or go to get a sandwich, you'll miss me.
Yeah, but you got some speaking parts.
Yes, I have one line.
What is your line again?
Is that, hey Heffernan,
you want to go to the prom with me?
No, it was,
looking good.
That's it. Hey, Heffernan.
Looking good. Did you say it like Freddie Prinze?
No, I don't remember. And I only got two takes. You know, remember I told you when they were taping this episode of King of Queens, they were just like jackasses. It took them 8 hours to film a 22-minute television show. They did some of these scenes 10 times over and over. Ooh. But when it came to my scene, there were two takes, and that was it.
Now that you've had some time away from it, legitimately, how do you rate tonight's episode? Just being an observer.
I bet I suck ass.
No, not you. I'm talking about the overall quality of the... Because I know that the one we were on before, we were very candid about our appraisal of the episode.
I would say that this is not the funniest half hour of episodic TV that I've ever been associated with or have watched.
Huh.
But it is funnier than the average King of Queens episode.
And you will be in a brown UPS outfit with long pants?
Yep, you can't miss me.
All right, very good.
Right at the very end of the show. So everybody, watch that tonight. Let me give you a little heads up about the paintball battle. We're going to go through the entire tape.
Very good.
Of everything that happened in our paintball game.
Thanks to all of our team members who showed up, and to hell with all the salespeople that didn't show up.
Yeah. First, let me give you, we've got some great tape. Let me give you just a little taste of what you'll be hearing later today. We had Joe Ardinger from the Good Guys team, from our team, was actually in battle strapped with a tape recorder, actually strapped to his shoulder. Here's some of the sounds of the actual paintball game as it was happening on Saturday. Yeah.
I'm killing motherfuckers up tonight today.
I know what you're thinking. That's goddamn exciting, Don and Mike.
Well, I tell you, it's like you're right there.
Somebody get hit?
Huh. Yeah, you got hit.
Yeah.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Sounds like he's running.
But that's a...
That's a good run.
That's just a snippet. That's Joe with his strap on.
That was the sound of Joe getting killed.
Yeah. I think you're going to love the best the tapes of the interviews before and after the match.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just going to play you a brief highlight. We love her. Stacey Bridges.
A little wound up on that.
From our sales staff. Here's part of her reaction after the sales staff lost the paintball game on Saturday.
This is Stacey. I'd like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name, because we don't know their names.
I'm gonna call you Alan, your pussy. Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Isn't there a Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggots, you pussy. All of you.
Wow. Paul Gorgie.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
Well,
that was just part of Stacey's speech at the end of the paintball
match. We saw a side of Stacey that we haven't seen before.
We normally only see that at the Christmas party.
That is true.
That was magic, and that was right where the cassette ran out, too, but we got that last comment in there. That was the actual last word spoken at that
paintball
match.
Stunning faggot.
Stunning faggot.
Stunning faggot.
Regards and huzzah.
Wow. So we've got that for you. I mean, we've got the entire match.
We've had a good time. Sign off, Rob.
Not bad, but that came after that.
Oh, it came after that. Good. Okay.
Came after that. Okay. So we will get to that momentarily. Listen, I got a comment on this North Turner thing.
Yes.
you know, okay, he's not the best football coach in the world, and he definitely has about as much personality as Al Gore and a surfboard.
Yes.
But I want to say this about the guy. That the guy was, in the 6 years that I covered the Redskins on Redskins Radio, always a decent guy to me.
Right.
Always when I would go to the park, he would generally pull me aside, talk to me. We had personal conversations. He let me sit at his desk that time and
right.
put my feet up on his desk. And I just think it's real horse ass the way the Redskins canned him.
I agree. There's always a good way and a bad way to do something. I don't disagree with the firing. I think everybody in this town knew it was time. But the way they did this and what you were telling me up in the office, yeah. That can't suck enough.
You want to fire the guy, go ahead and fire the guy. But listen to how they dick the guy around. The guy gets done with the game last night. They lose.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now keep in mind, yeah, they lost the game because Norv is a crappy coach. The Redskins, he got beat by the New York football Giants yesterday.
He's not dropping passes. He's not blocking. You know, he's not doing that.
But if the geriatric field goal kicker had kicked the ball 6 inches more,
right.
the Redskins would have won and Norv wouldn't have been fired. So he goes and he has his post-game press conference, and right away they start asking him, do you think you're going to be fired?
Boy, I tell you, that's tough. That's where those guys earn their money right there.
So he cuts it short, and he leaves, and they say, Snyder wants to talk to you, the owner of the team.
Right.
He wants to talk to you. Go to this office and sit down. Okay, so Norv, right after he gets into this press conference, goes into a room by himself and sits down. He's told that in the room next door, you got Snyder and Drasner, who's one of the minority owners of the Redskins. And they are discussing how they're going to handle the Norv situation.
Right.
Norv sits in this office, and I've heard conflicting reports, anywhere from 2 hours to, the newest report I heard today was 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Either one is bad. Two or four is, you know, come on. The guy is sitting in a room by himself. Meanwhile, the owner of the Redskins has already had the discussion with the other guy. They've gone out to dinner, but they've not bothered to knock on the office door next door and tell Norv that they've left. So this poor schmuck, Norv Turner, he's sitting in a room by himself for 4 hours after the Redskins game until he finally has the balls to open the door, knock on the door next door. He opens up the door, and he sees that the owner is gone.
And nobody's there.
And nobody's there. Nobody bothered to tell him
that they
left without it. So
lightweight. That's a lightweight move.
So he left last night thinking, I guess, that he was going to be able to coach for the next 3 weeks for the Redskins. Nobody had the balls to tell him he's going to be fired, even though he wakes up today and reads in the newspaper that he's probably going to be fired.
Well, everybody's been calling for his head.
He gets to work this morning, and they still don't fire him immediately when he gets out to Redskins Park.
And were you telling me that basically he's the last guy to know?
Yeah, that everybody...
It's usually the case, but I mean, really, why'd they wait that long?
I mean, of course it was in the newspaper today, but it was nothing certain. Though what I heard, though, was that even the receptionist knew when he came in that he was going to be fired today, and nobody bothered to say anything to him to give him a heads up. Now, I mean, yeah, the guy probably knew that he was going to be canned.
Yeah, sure he did, but there are ways of doing something, and that's just a shoddy way to do it, and it doesn't surprise me with the way they do things.
I felt bad for the guy because, you know, he was freaking crying on TV today.
Mm. Yeah, probably because of the way it was handled. You handle something like that another way, and at least, you know, the job can be done. And obviously all the fans want that to be done. I think it's time also. But do it, at least give the guy a little dignity going out.
I mean, and Jesus, don't make him wait for hours in a room by himself.
No, that's
and not. then just leave.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds to me like that's the way CBS would fire somebody. That sounds like it's right out of the Infinity Broadcasting Handbook.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's just shoddy. That sucks.
So I feel bad for Norv and you know, for those Redskins fans out there who are screaming that this is what we need.
Right.
You know, let's just wait and see.
Sure.
Let's just wait and see, because if the one thing the Redskins fans love, it's the quick fix.
Oh, they love change. It's like, Redskins! Redskins! Nurevisky! He's good! He's the new coach! Brad's great! Oh, Brad sucks! Jeff George! Jeff George is good! He threw one interception! No, yeah, he sucks! We need new field goal kick! Oh, Terry Murray! Oh, that's good history! Eddie Murray! He's good! Bring him in there, Eddie Murray! Oh, he sucks! Redskins!
That's it.
I swear to God, I've never seen fans that want a quick fix more and then react so violently when it doesn't work.
We love it. And listen, all I think is that you could have treated the guy A little better. I mean, I'll give you that. He's a bad head coach. He's not been a good head coach for the Redskins. He's a pussy on the sidelines. He never yells and he never screams. But
Richie Pettibone!
But Jesus Christ. You make the guy wait down in the tunnel in an office for two, four hours after the game.
Yeah, I mean, really. And, you know, and the thing is, that speaks to probably a little bigger problem. You know what I mean? And I hope that everything works out. But, I mean, I don't like it when an organization is like that. You don't treat people like that. Not in this game. You really don't. I mean, the great ones, don't always do that.
I don't think it's going to work out. And no offense to Terry Robiskie, who is a grade-A ball buster. Anybody, and I've said it before that I thought Norm should yell more on the sidelines. You're going to get a guy on the sidelines now who yells and screams a lot and throws his headphones down. But good. This is still just not a very good football team.
Well, and also, I think people forget that, the team's pretty banged up, too, especially where it counts in the offensive line.
And, hey, way to go St. Louis Rams, as long as we're on the
team. You know how the mighty have fallen. The two favorites to go to the Super Bowl, the St. Louis Rams and the Washington Redskins, they're both crapping out this
year. Yeah,
you know
what? Thank God I had already won 12 games in our fantasy season before yesterday, because I got news for you. I was a juggernaut. I am no longer a juggernaut.
Yes, Kurt Warner, the miracle man of early in the season is
Kurt
no longer.
Kurt Warner can eat one. Kurt Warner can eat me.
He'll be back.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, I mean, he's got a bad pinky, right, or something like that? Doesn't he have a bad thing, Iron Finger?
Yeah, then put the other guy in. I was going crazy yesterday watching
that. Green, he's good.
Yeah, that's right.
Kurt sucks. Super Bowl winner last year, he sucks.
I'm as bad as the rest. I'm as bad as the rest.
Football fans won it yesterday, I think.
I like the Giants coach, though. He's nuts. I mean, really, I seriously think that Jim Fossil of the New York Giants, if he was to get a serious psychological evaluation, he might come out as unbalanced.
Well, that shot, I was watching the game on TV, and the shot of everybody watching those that last field goal kick, I mean, it's hysterical. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
You love that. Everybody loves that. When they get the field goal kicker, and you get the coaches in the boxes in the corner of the screen.
And Norm, of course, with his standard reaction, which really, I'm not going to miss that. I'm not going to miss seeing that look. It's the look that says, I'm not going to react.
Yeah.
And it sucks. Well, you got to. I think you have to
guys,
do it.
The guys ain't trying their hardest out there today.
Right, exactly.
We run, we pass.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I can't comment about it if I'm going to be fine. I got to go way down in the hallway now for 2 hours.
That poor sad sack.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, I believe that bridge burning goes in both directions, too. I think it's a real bad idea, to burn a bridge when you're kicking somebody out, as well as it's a bad idea to burn a bridge when you're leaving.
Yeah.
And you know, Norm's going to remember that. He's going to remember the way he was treated here, and he's going to go somewhere else.
I've always enjoyed burning bridges when leaving someplace, and it's never hurt me. And I wish that one time you just see a guy, and you're not going to see it with Norm for sure.
You can't when you're going to try to stay in the league.
You see a guy who gets fired, just say, listen, you know what? F these guys.
Right.
These guys are dumb effers.
Well, don't they, the way it works, the way it's normally played, don't they normally get the gig somewhere else, and then maybe when the time comes that they're playing the other team, that's when it's acceptable to slam ownership.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. And then, you know, they had the shots in the booth yesterday of Snyder, and he's got up there Bernard Shaw.
From CNN.
From CNN. Now, what's that guy doing like as the number one confidant to Daniel Snyder up in the booth?
I forgot the list, but it's just like Jack Ken Cook used to have Leslie Stahl up there. They've got their little their little clique.
Oh, really?
Of their Washington insiders, the little family. You know, it's the same people that you read about Monday in the Post style section.
Yeah.
The people that all go to the right parties and go, you know. And that's I tell you, if you want to see what's wrong with the Washington Post, you read that Monday style section. What's it? I forgot the name of the feature. It's not the regular style section.
The reliable source.
No, it's not the reliable source. It's called Names and Faces or something.
Right.
Where they have, you know,
brown nosers.
You know, Patricia Mecklenburg. Society ball. Like, the one on the far left. Look at that.
Out and about.
Yeah.
For the millennium, Hilda Akra Brillenberg decided the annual White Tie National Symphony Orchestra Ball needed a new look.
There you go. Yeah.
So the chairman of the gala, sponsored by the British Embassy, went modern. Tate Modern, the hot new museum in London.
Hey, F you.
Yeah. Right.
F you and everybody, the vast majority of all of us who don't give a rat's ass what's going on there.
Right. I
hate that paper.
So anyway, that's our lead story today. But don't forget, watch me on TV tonight.
Yeah, you're going to be on the King of Queens in your brown outfit.
Be on the King of Queens. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Four very quick comments. First and most important, I have the alarm set on my
seat. Hold on a second.
Queen.
There's nothing like a guy that calls in and sets the table to be on for 20 minutes.
Mr. Agenda.
Four. I have four comments.
Because I know you're going to let me do at least three, and you'll cut me off for the fourth one. So, but anyway, I have Queens tonight.
I have three comments for you. No way, Jose. Excuse me, that's four. Four syllables. No way, Jose. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz, will you be on the King of Queens tonight?
Jorge, how was your weekend?
It was good. I was in the Psycho's playground. What did you do?
I just took it easy. Did some Christmas shopping.
May I watch you on TV tonight with my beach towel?
No, I won't be on tonight. You should watch Don tonight on King of Queens.
What?
Yeah, no, it's true. Just Don on King of Queens tonight.
It's not Buzz.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Jorge.
What are you wearing, Buzz?
Today, slacks and a sweatshirt.
Slacks?
Yes. Pants. Trousers.
Are they sheer?
No, they're not sheer. They're regular
satiny
material.
What was that?
Satiny.
Nothing satiny about them.
Goodbye, Jorge. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I remember a couple days ago, you guys were talking about that McDonald's. Yesterday, I was at the McDonald's in the Bradley Shopping Center, and I ordered a large number 3, which is a quarter pounder with cheese, and in it, I found a baked condom.
All right, thank you, sir. Hello, Don and Mike show. What, hello?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, bad cell. I just wanted to say, Don, I saw you yesterday at Redskins Park. You were just leaving the booth, and I was sitting down.
Yes.
And what a lucky girl Frida is. You are an absolute cutie.
Well, listen, I'm sure that everybody who watches King of Queens tonight will disagree with you come tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
No.
When the telephone calls come in about what an ugly hippopotamus I am. I almost wish I hadn't done it. I almost wish I had you there with me.
I offer you balance, for sure.
At least tomorrow we'd be able to take it together.
Hey, Buzz, don't I offer Don balance? There's a picture of me in my paintball outfit.
Oh, man.
Here I was all thinking I'm getting healthy and I'm getting, I'm losing some weight. Well, I still am not a man that can wear four layers of clothing. It doesn't work because that's what I end up looking like.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking I'm looking pretty good, and then I put the camouflage outfit over my puffy parka, and I end up looking like Orca the whale running around the paintball.
That's clothing. That's not you.
Yeah.
That's just a lot of layers of heavy clothing.
I understand what you're saying about me offering you balance. I know I do.
Oh, no. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant because no matter, it's easier to take it when it's both of us taking it together.
Oh, absolutely.
Tomorrow is just going to be just me. And I'm sure tomorrow at this time I'll already have lost my mind.
Well, the brown outfit.
Screaming at people.
The brown outfit, did it fit? I mean, was it a good fit? Or was it a costume?
It was.
In the costume closet fit.
It fit.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Hold on. Let me ask my wife. Because, I've been peppering her with questions all day today.
Peppered vodka.
Since I read in the paper the episode is going to be on tonight.
Right.
I've been bothering Frida all day saying, oh, my God, it's going to be on tonight. I'm going to look like crap. I'm going to get nothing but crap on the show tomorrow from people. And she's always been pretty honest with me. She said, yeah, you're going to get some crap.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd she say that for?
Well, because
you didn't say this the first time around, though.
I know. Perhaps I was lying.
Hello?
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweet pea.
Okay, now, really. You saw the taping. You saw how I looked in that brown outfit.
Yeah, you look fine. And makeup looks good on you, too. I mean, I think what will happen is that you'll be happy, except that I don't know. I've never seen you in person and then on TV, but if it really does add 10 or 15 pounds, I think it is harder to watch yourself.
There she is. There's the truth right there.
I think it's hard for anybody to watch themselves, so I don't expect that you will be happy, but you were adorable.
See?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what she's doing.
It's not like, I said to her,
she's preparing you.
What I'm saying, I would say to her, did I look all right in the outfit? And she would say, well, you looked all right.
Well, you say to me, well, I'm not as fat as that guy, or I'm not as fat as that guy. Well,
fortunately, I was standing next to Kevin James.
Girl, I swear, I'm not as fat as him. And some guys, the answer is yes. You aren't fat, but you are the equivalent of that guy. Sometimes the answer is yes.
Listen to her. That's my girl. That's my girl. That's why I call her EB. She's my ego builder. Right there.
I am I am truthful with you. I think you are adorable. But, you know, I think that it's hard for anybody to, you get adjusted to one picture in the mirror. I know with most people, they say pictures of themselves or home movies.
Everybody hear this?
Mm-hmm. And they cringe.
This is my wife just saying I look like crap tonight on TV. So I'm just going to warn everybody that I'm ready for it. However,
yeah, but I love you anyway.
I know you do, and I love you too. And I believe
And you sexually excite me anyway too much.
There you go. That's all that matters. And I believe my new nickname now is officially Johnny Two Time.
Johnny Two Time. Hey, way to go.
Johnny Two Time.
Congratulations.
I was able to do that trick again.
And then who cares what you look like on TV?
Right.
That's
Johnny Two Time.
No, you don't worry about it, Sawyer. You're a stud.
Yeah, we got the boy out of the house for a little while this weekend, and old Johnny Two Time.
Two Time.
And as a matter of fact, to tell you something, I was so into it that after the first time, when I said to her, I know you like it when I talk explicitly about my sex with my wife.
Well, this one's making me laugh.
After the first time, I said to her, hey, Johnny Two Time. And then she offered something that I enjoy.
Right, for the second time?
And I said, no, you know what? I'm in the mood for straight intercourse.
Oh, God, okay.
But you're so romantic because then you say, but you owe me.
Yeah, that's what I said. As soon as we got done, I said, don't forget, you owe me one because you told me that. And I didn't accept it,
sexual favors like a Monopoly board.
Yeah, so I want one of those get out of jail free cards. Yeah, I got a card now that says my wife has to give me a treat.
You gave her Boardwalk, and she's gonna owe you Park Place somewhere down.
Give me a treat sometime. And we did not decorate the house this weekend.
No,
we went through that discussion. I frankly, both my wife and my son called me Scrooge. I don't think we can officially start decorating the house until next weekend.
Well, we do have a wreath.
I know, but that doesn't count.
I know.
That doesn't count. I mean, we don't have the tree. We don't have any lights up. We don't have we've got the stupid reindeer that's made out of lights and stuff. And we haven't put any of that crap out because, frankly, I don't think it's time yet.
Frankly, you don't do that anyway, my sugar bear. And the reason I didn't do it, I decided that it was dumb to do it on the weekend. I just take the pickup truck and go get it during the week when it was less crowded. I mean,
you're
I know
smart.
Your opinion rules the house, but really, it didn't factor in.
I tell you, I felt more urgency buying my Christmas tree Saturday when everybody was buying their Christmas tree.
Right.
And, you know, you just feel this total sense of urgency, which my wife says it's fine. You know, that's what it's all about. Isn't it wonderful to be sharing this experience with a lot of other people? No, I look at it as pure competition. You know, just running around, selecting your tree and making sure nobody else gets it.
Yeah, not us. Not a chance. Rob, when did you put yours up? A month ago?
No, actually, we did it this weekend because, you know, next weekend we might not have any spare time.
Oh, that's true. What with young Adolf on the way?
Right. And, Mike, you know, the Christmas tree dealer counts on the urgency.
Ah, does it? Yeah, absolutely, because that's
they
how
do.
You can get the big bucks.
That's how they get you.
Well, the thing is, I went out and got mine at a nursery this year.
Not needles yet?
No, not at all, because this friend of mine was actually going to sell me a Christmas tree, but he didn't.
Was that Rob?
You didn't. You said you didn't want it.
We want one, Rob. And that's the other thing. We have connections. Rob is our Christmas tree connection.
Now, do you need a tree? Because I think I can get you one. I have to see what Big Daddy has left.
Honey, I thought that we're going with the...
Hold on just a second. I thought you didn't want one.
I thought we were going with the fake one.
We gave away the fake one, Boo.
Who did we get? Well, which member of your family did we give away the fake one to?
We weren't using the fake one when we were at the beach and we'd had it.
Who did we give it to?
I think we gave it to my sister.
To who? To Robbie?
Yeah, we want a real one.
Brother.
Rob can get you guys a tree. He just couldn't get me a tree.
Well, I didn't get you a tree, Mike, because you said you didn't want a tree. You said you had a plan.
Did I really?
Yes, you did.
I thought the day that he was out, the day that you and I were in here, we talked for about 10 minutes about trees.
Yeah, I tried to explain that you should have gone through me, and you said, no, you had a guy. You had a guy that was getting you a tree, or you were buying a tree from a guy.
Maybe you're right. I'm not going to argue, because I have my tree. I have my...
Hope you enjoy.
My ridiculously expensive... Do you know I saw one tree? I saw one tree on the lot. Do you know how much they were selling this tree for?
$1 million.
Now, let me guess. How tall was it?
Magma.
It was probably 8 to 10 feet tall.
It was an 8 to 10 foot Fraser fir. They were probably asking 85 to 100
I wish.
For it.
$250.
You tell them to orally manipulate your primary sexual characteristics.
$250.
Rob, how much will you charge Frida and myself for
a
free?
We don't care. Oh, wait, we don't care about you.
Hold
you
on,
know
no,
what?
No,
you
no,
call
no.
me a tight one. We don't care about the
like,
cost
you want like a ceiling foot, like an 8 to 9 foot one?
Yeah, how much?
$50. If we have one. We might be down to shorter
bucks.
Ones, though. If I'll be able to tell you tomorrow.
You know, it's
I'll give
really,
you 25.
Wholesale.
Wow. Well, I know someone in the business. Why should I pay retail?
Absolutely.
You're paying retail because I already paid wholesale for it.
You know how much I paid for my tree?
How much?
$72.
That's well, that's all? Not bad.
I think it's horrible.
That's all.
You know, if you go out and cut them yourself, it's so much a better deal. But it's a hassle.
It is a hassle. You're paying for the convenience.
That sucks. That's highly overrated. That whole BS about get the family together.
Well, no. Last year, a bunch of my friends
cut
went
a tree
out.
Down.
We went out and did it all together, and now nobody made the calls this year because I think everybody felt the same way last year.
And didn't you end up with a white pine last year?
No, I didn't get a white pine. I actually got a spruce.
Oh, that's a good tree.
Yeah, but I mean, the fir is the best way to go. Yeah.
Who knows? I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Just if we, I thought we had the fake tree.
No, we don't have the fake tree. We need a tree, and if Rob can help us get it, and particularly, how do you get it? You know, help us set it up since you are not the healthiest guy in the world. And plus, on the on another topic, I don't know if I want to climb on the roof this year and put the lights on. Maybe we could find. Maybe I don't have to be like an old lady on the roof again.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Make a boy do it.
Yes, don't we have a boy?
Boy? Hey, you have a built-in servant.
The boy has learned his homeowner skills at your knee.
Yeah, he's not the best at doing stuff around the house.
Do you feel he might have a fall if he goes up there?
And I would tell you something. I wouldn't wish what I have to go through next week on anybody. I'm going to have major surgery next week when we get out of here for our holiday break. I have major surgery and one of my kidneys taken out. But I want to tell you something.
No, the kidney's not going to be taken out.
Yes, it is. They're going to scope it out. They're going to take it out.
They're not going to take it out.
They're going to take it out.
Clean it up.
Clean it up. That is step number one, honey. Step number two is the removal.
Sugar Bear, yeah, but they're going to do months in between the removal and the cleaning it up.
It's major surgery that I'm going through. And all I can tell you is that it has been a godsend, because I'm lazy to begin with.
Right.
But
now you don't have to do anything.
But now, because whenever there's anything that has to happen around the house, I go, hey, you know what? Doctor said I shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Major surgery next week. Major surgery coming up. Can't do it.
There you go. That's right. And you can milk that probably well into February.
I'm going to try.
I'm
going to bet your ass.
I'm looking to summer.
You bet your ass. All right, honey. I love you.
All right. All right, I love you too. Work on, then at least do the brain work and confer with Rob and then work on, you know, and me not having.
My grandfather and I will do an inventory tonight, and I'll let you know tomorrow whether or not we have a tree that will suit your needs. Because if it's short, you probably don't want like a 5 or 6 foot one, do you?
What do I care? You know what you're saying right now? You're saying huge because I have to take the thing in myself. I mean, it's hard. It doesn't have to be massive. It doesn't have to hit a top of a cathedral.
You're seeing the merchant. You're seeing the merchant and Rob come out now.
The mercantile.
Mercantile.
The Spiwak mercantile.
This is retail Rob.
My mouth watering.
You're listening
being
to
a boy again.
Retail Rob.
But just take an average tree, Rob.
Well, average would be like 7.5 foot, so this might be a little shorter.
Don't you want to see them, though? Don't you want to have at least some input as to what type of. Well, you don't
know. Trust Rob.
Don't want it brought to him still in the netting.
Don't forget, I'm the same guy that buys shoes without trying them on. I'm the same guy that buys cars without driving. Them.
But the best shoes are the ones you take a long time to select.
Oh, absolutely not.
Like these.
Oh, you are
You're queer K-Swiss. Those are the absolute most faggy shoes.
They are not.
Hey, I've told you that all along.
I modeled these after the Dan Ryson collection.
That's right. They look like big wrestling clown shoes. I mean, Nike kicks ass. Nike's still the best.
Yeah.
You know I'm loyal to Nike.
Well, you know I like the K-Swiss brand, and these are not my faggiest K-Swisses. The faggiest ones are the ones that have nothing but white. Just totally white. Like a
totally?
Big, totally, totally white.
Totally
like
white.
The paw of a, like the shoe on a horse.
All right, sweetie, I love you.
All right, love
the
you.
The K-Swiss Clyde
today.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, what's the problem? Hello?
Okay. She didn't seem happy.
No, she didn't. I don't know why.
I think sometimes when the three of us are all babbling in here, she doesn't really like it.
I don't know. I don't know why she wouldn't be happy. She's been out spending my money like it's going out of style.
You notice I say the three of us. I'm talking about you, me, and Rob. That's why Buzz should participate in the conversation. All he has to do is participate, and your wife's okay with it. I'm not filling trees. Rob someone trees.
You need a tree buzz?
No, I'm set.
Hey, hey, what's up with you?
Nothing.
Okay, well, you...
No, everything's fine.
You sound less than pleased.
No, I'm fine.
See, there is... Well, what is it?
It really did get me thinking. This is the tree and the lights and all. I do have to do all that stuff myself. I was just thinking that.
Yes. Well, that's...
Yeah, I know. That's a big project.
But that's no different than any other year of the 20 years we've been married.
And you know, Frida?
I know, but then I have the illusion of maybe you would help. Now honey, there's no illusion.
Honey, don't you know what I do? Even in years when I've not had something like the surgery, I decorate the tree. That's what I do. I string the light. Oh, come on.
All right, good. All that heavy tinsel lifting will be handled.
That's right. That's what I do.
All right, very good.
I'm not ashamed to say that. In our house, I don't do anything.
I'm glad you're not ashamed, but it still makes the job a little daunting for a woman alone to be hauling a 9-foot tree and putting it up in the living room and then climbing on the roof and hanging the lights and doing the things I have.
You're not going to have to haul it in. We'll get Rob's grandfather to haul it in.
Not a problem. And Frida, if you get one of the new swivel stands, and you'll probably need a stand if you had a fake tree last year.
No, we do have a stand, but it's not a high-tech one.
Well, you want to get your metal stand with the wide base.
No. I think we got a metal stand that has the screws in it.
You don't want that.
I've
had it for 5 years, and it's worked out beautiful.
I mean, sure, if you're happy with that, that's fine. But for ease of setting up the tree, you want the swivel stand.
Well, I suppose the swivel stand's more expensive.
Yeah, I wish I had one to sell, because they're the best. No, I bought mine a long time ago, and I paid a lot of money.
What is a swivel stand?
It has a pedal on the side of it. You attach the base to the tree, and the base fits in the swivel stand, and the pedal serves as like a clutch.
Jesus.
So you release it, and it makes it straight. The tree will be up and straight in 90 seconds. You have my word on it.
Very confused.
All right.
No, you know I have a tremendous amount of respect
You'd
for your opinion
it.
On this.
You'd
stuff.
Love it if you found one.
Really?
I had to buy one when I had my 14-foot tree 5 years ago.
Who wants a 14-foot friggin' Christmas
You had a 14-foot tree?
Yeah, but Buzz saw it, didn't you? Once
right, you had a cathedral ceiling in your apartment.
We cut
right.
it down to 12.5 feet.
Right. I'd be happy with one of those little fake ones that you just put on a desk.
I have a 7-footer this year. I have one that I actually brought in, carried in myself. And put it up in the stand, and then that was it. That's my commitment to the process.
Perfect.
That's
you know,
all I do.
You know, there are companies that'll decorate your house for you. And, you know, I've heard about former Redskins.
That falls into the category of why bother.
Although that interests me.
To have a company come out that
big? There's a former Redskins wife. I was talking to someone about this the other day. I have to remember who it is. Who'll come in and decorate your house.
Wow. You know, I should shut up because I didn't do anything this year. I haven't decorated at all.
You
I didn't
still have time?
Any. No, my wife's done it all.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
That's done nice. Outside and everything?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
good. Like by yourself.
She did it with her helper person.
You mean the housekeeper?
Leah, with Leah.
The lady that you've hired to make your wife's life easier?
Absolutely.
Hey, I need one of those.
Honey, you got two of those.
I got two of those. I have someone to come to our house once a week to clean for 3 hours.
And she brings someone with her.
Well, yeah, I mean, just so she can be gone in 2 hours instead of three. She's wonderful, but she just comes to,
well, listen,
to scrub out your underwear, and then she's gone.
Listen, there is the problem solved. Let's put the migrants up on the roof and let them hang up the lights.
I don't.
Even better, put them in costumes and make them stay up on the roof.
Oh, my God.
They could be like Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
Oh, hello.
You know, forget it. I'm converting.
Merry Christmas from Don and Frida and Bart.
Goodbye, boo.
We want to tell you a Merry Christmas.
God. Happy holidays, everybody. Feliz Navidad.
Right. Okay. All right. We'll take the tree, Rob. We'll take it.
Well, if I have it.
Take it. I'm counting on it now.
That's good, because I guarantee I have it. No, right. I don't know if I have it, so I have to let you know.
You're putting a lot of pressure on him. This is...
I can't give you what I don't have.
You've entered the Spiewak retail inner sanctum, right?
But know that once you get one from us, you'll always be included.
It's a club.
I just want a tree.
Well, and I want to give you one, but
great.
I can't give you what I don't have.
I'm counting
when you
on
go up to get... Let me just... when you go up to get your trees for the family to sell...
In Indiana, Pennsylvania.
When you go up there, you pick out your own. You cut down your very own. You say this one's... you pick one out of the lot?
We trust Chuck Flynn, who runs Musser Forest, to pick our trees out for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just give me a tree.
How many trees do you go up and get?
Usually like about 30. I think it was 32 this year.
Wow.
So I don't know. I'll see what we have. And if not, I'll hook you up with my cousin, Justin, who also sells treats.
Where do you sell them? Do you have, like, a lot?
No, no.
You have the Spiewak lot?
It's simply done over the phone. It's almost like dealing with a bookie.
I thought it was drunk. Just give me a treat. That's all.
And everybody's happy. You repeat business. Huh?
You never see anyone happier than after they deal with us.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi there. We're doing great, thank you.
He's very, very cryptic about this.
He sure is.
You know, you're not sure what the real deal is. You know, he gets 30 trees from this guy, then it's all done over the phone, and everybody's happy.
Hello?
You guys are talking a lot about Christmas trees. I was so waiting for my turn.
Go ahead.
This is Michelle.
What?
And I... My name's Michelle. I am...
Purple.
What?
I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, what, Michelle?
I am the matchbook eating girlfriend from the freak show on Friday. Why do you keep making that noise?
I'm not. Go ahead.
It's CB interference.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
It's total interference, Mike.
No, I didn't do a thing.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything. You were saying. I didn't. I hear it, too. I hear it, too, and it's very annoying. But go ahead.
It is. Okay. I want to know why Buzz changed his phone.
I explained that on the air on Friday, that I thought match eating was very entertaining, but the toe guy was a true freak.
Oh, I got it. This is the disgruntled girlfriend of the guy who ate matches on Friday's episode.
Right.
Oh, I'm not.
Honey, listen to you. He had my vote.
I know he did. What is that background noise?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're getting something.
It's something. I think there's like a loose microphone stand.
But I only hear it when you're talking. Say something else.
Say something else.
Yeah.
Say something else.
Something else.
Like, talk for 15 seconds. Go.
15 seconds.
All right. Good. Goodbye, Michelle. Yeah, go find out your complaint somewhere else. Goodbye.
Hey, pretty good, though, that I identified that tone, that it was going to be a whining call right from the very beginning.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, you silly guys.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, I had attention for... Patricia Heaton, CBS, and the rest of the world of network television. Don Geronimo makes his new and return to network television. Don, you have a little message for these people, don't you?
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to Don's world, baby.
Oh, this guy.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in, 8 p.m., King of Kings, CBS.
Miracle.
It's no miracle Don's there, baby. He should be there all the time. I invite you to step into his heart, folks.
Step into my heart.
Leave your cares behind. 8:30. Put those feet up.
Leave your cares behind.
8 o'clock.
Welcome.
Don Geronimo's network return. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, CBS is welcome.
Will with you in mind.
All right, Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Hey, got a story for you. You're talking about the way Norv got fired.
Yes.
Here's even one that's even more spineless. When Jim Hanifin was a head coach in St. Louis before they moved out to Arizona.
Well, the old drunk guy, yeah.
Yeah, Billy Bidwell. Jim's last game, he didn't know it, but after the game he walked outside around Busch Stadium about a quarter of the way around the stadium to get a pack of cigarettes at the closest hotel.
That's Sammy.
And during that time that he left... Billy Bidwell changed the front lock on the door.
Wow. That's beautiful. Well, Daniel Snyder has something to aspire to.
Wow.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey, we all know how successful that, you know, that Cardinal franchise is.
We got a break. Speaking of, I've just been given a note here on the computer.
Yeah.
That Norv is calling us in the next break.
Really?
So we got to get right to our caller 100.
Very good.
877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now. Lisa. Oh, and incidentally, Lisa's a killer. She had quite a few kills at the paintball game on Saturday.
Yes, she's very, very skillful.
Call Lisa right now. Be the 100th person prize package selected especially for you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy. Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Isn't that a Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggots, you're pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgie.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
They can turn a bucket of crap into a bucket of cream. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you'll hear all of the emotion of our paintball victory over the sales staff in a couple of seconds.
It was a grudge match.
Hey, somebody just faxed us in something from TV Guide Online.
Yes.
For King of Queens. This is so funny. It says King of Queens, 8 o'clock, CBS. Episode title, work-related, 30 minutes. Doug and Deacon keep raising the stakes in their efforts to play the best practical joke on each other. Also, Arthur takes a job as a delivery man in Carrie's office. And then they run through the staff, the cast, all the staff that work on the show, right. And I'm there.
Cool.
There you go.
I'm there.
Awesome. Playing Don Michael Source.
That's great.
And I get billing before the guy who plays Kenny.
Hey, fantastic.
So I am
you
not,
get a credit.
So I am, in fact, not the lowest rung.
Will you be in the credits tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll have to say that. I mean, not you. I mean, we will.
Right.
You know, my family will, because who else? Besides us, who cares? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, am I calling 100?
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
Portland, Oregon.
Bob, call 100. Oh, you listen on K-Guy, right?
Yes, I am.
KGUY, Portland, Oregon. You have won the special limited edition 30-minute prepaid first-class Grinch phone card, courtesy of the U.S. Postal Service. Stop by your local post office to buy the perfect holiday gift. Thank you, my friend.
Cool. Thanks.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
Yay.
All right, is everybody ready now for the... We're officially starting our Christmas crap.
Oh, good.
Yay. Okay. You've won Alfie Bear.
Oh, wow.
with exclusive handwriting recognition technology.
Oh, boy, that's not to be confused with Alpha Bird.
No, the gift you bought Tom Gavin.
That's correct.
Alfie Bear helps teach children the basics of writing letters.
Wonderful.
This plus
it will help me.
Educational toy retails for $59.99.
Hey, that's good.
At major toy retailers nationwide. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You know, we just gave away that Grinch phone card. I am freaking amazed that Grinch movie has continued to just roll on. Total number of dollars now. What is it, about like $170 million?
I believe that's right. I'll check the total, but it pulled in another $27 million this weekend, I believe.
Oh, so, you know, the kid's going crazy.
Jesus
Christ. And the adults are going crazy, too. Yeah, they got a list here in the newspaper. Hold on, here you go. Number one. $27 million
uh-huh.
for Dr.
Still going.
Number two, Unbreakable. Number three, 102 Dalmatians.
See, there's nothing else out there.
Right. Rugrats in Paris, number four. Charlie's Angels, number five.
Right.
Then Bounce, Men of Honor, which hasn't done dick. The Sixth Day, which sucks. Meet the Parents. And, oh, boy, it won't be a happy Christmas for Adam Sandler. Little Nicky only made $2 million last week.
Ooh, really? What's the total take on Little Nicky?
Do they have maybe $30 million.
That's one of his big disasters.
Which constitutes a bomb. Oh, hold on.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, now I'm calling him.
Oh, boy.
Redskins coach Norv Turner giving what I believe is an exclusive interview.
That's exciting.
Let's get him on the line now.
Head coach of your Washington Redskins. Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame. Norv Turner.
Hello?
Norv, are you crying?
I'm not crying. Yes, I'm crying. This is the most... I mean, who is this?
Norv, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hi, Don. How are you? I just want to say, I'm just really not happy about the way this thing has worked out. I mean, you know, they sprung it on me really as a surprise. I went into my office. I waited around for 4 hours last night.
Oh, my God.
4 hours of that pussy that talked to me last night, and any little Napoleon. And then he didn't come in, and then I said, I knocked on the door, and I went over... Hey, so Dan, Dan, this is North Carolina. I'm just wondering if there's a chance you can talk to me. Dan? And there was no answer, so I boldly put my hand on the doorknob and opened it up and took a peek inside, and the room was completely and totally dark. They'd already left, and I'm just so disappointed. You know, no question, I'm just upset. I'm very upset. I'm having difficulty gathering myself. I don't mind telling you. You know, this town has been pretty good to me, but it's not been good the last couple of months.
Well, now, Norm, I got to admit, I felt emotional when I saw you break down on TV, but I know... I know that being a God bless you. Or was that you blowing your nose?
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of cleaners that I'm going in here, and it's just really driving me nuts. I'm really upset about it.
I know that your trademark was that you would always have some kind of lame, cliche-ridden speech.
No, I don't.
No matter what happened.
No, I don't have any more speeches. You know, I'll be honest with you. I've been taking it. There's no question. I've been taking it into account. You know, about the problems we have in this football team. And this football team is, it's been really a thorn in my side. And I just think they're all pussies.
Who's a pussy on the Redskins team?
Everybody.
Yeah, Norm, listen. Pull yourself together.
I'm sorry.
Pull yourself together. Let's talk man to man.
Norm.
Pull yourself together.
Hold on. Just one more little blow.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, he's a mess. All those snots and all those boogers. All right, Norm, now listen. Pull yourself together.
Okay, I'm fine.
Now let's have our first ever candid conversation.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. There's no question. I'm ready to go talk about the football team, ownership, everything else.
Wow. I'm gonna do word association. I'm going to throw out a word or a name.
Okay.
You tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
That's no problem. There's no question. I can do that for you.
Dan Snyder.
Napoleon Pussy. Wow. That's two words. Dude. I didn't play the game right.
That's the
whole problem. I don't play the game right.
Norm, you played great.
I don't play the game right, though.
You played great. You played great.
All right, Napoleon Pussy.
Vinny Serrato.
I'm not sure if I can get away with this on the radio.
Give it a try.
Dick. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Is that okay?
That's
right?
Fine.
Okay.
All right. What are they going to do, fire you?
Oh, Norm. You set him off.
Okay, Norm.
This is the worst day of my life.
It'll be all right.
All right, Norm, listen. Okay, now, maybe this will be a positive one.
All right, here we go. I'm sorry. Let me just get Don?
Yes.
Hello, Don? You didn't hang up, did you?
No, I'm here, Norm.
Okay, let me just see if I can gather myself. Football team. Okay, hey, I'm all set.
How about Brad Johnson?
I'm not going to do it with a word. I'm going to do it with a sound, okay?
Okay.
Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
Your listeners listening?
Yeah.
You know what that's the sound of?
What?
Choking.
Okay. All right, what about...
the sound of choking. Hey, thanks a lot for giving my job away.
Field goal kicker.
I'm sure I can't handle the blitz.
Field goal kicker Eddie Murray.
Wheelchair. That's what he's ready.
Great.
Put him in a wheelchair and send him back to the home.
Quarterback Jeff George.
Not good enough. Just not good enough. I talked to him and I said, this is all on you. I said to Jeff George, I said, you're a good, you know something, Jeff, you're a good football player. And you're a good football player for this football team. And if this football team's going to win this football game against the Giants, they're a good football team. And you got to get in there and kick the football, I mean, throw the football and make some passes and complete some passes. And there I go again, right back into the cliches. We're only seeking to do cliches, but I'm so in the habit. I'm so in the habit. But I said to him specifically, you want to know what I said to Jeff George?
Yes. Stop crying.
Okay. I said, Jeff George, we're on the sideline. He came over and he said, you want to put me in, Norm? And I said, you don't want to put him, but you know, you got to throw this football down the field. You got to get some points. And sure, he marched right down and got us some points. And then at the very end, you know, we got that penalty to turn things around. And I said, this is going to be a good day for the football team. And we're going to win the football game. And then we didn't win the football game. The football team had a bad day. And then I had an even worse day because these people.
Norm. Norm, okay. I'm going to throw another name your way now.
Okay. See, this is all the emotion over the years that I wanted to have come out, and I was going to come out right now on your show. That's everybody.
Are you breaking out? Is your skin in flux?
Oh, Jesus, you wouldn't believe it. I look like a 14-year-old that just ate a whole case of Hershey's chocolate. I'll tell you right now, I'm not having a good day. I'm not a big drinker, but right now, I got to tell you, I'm looking for something strong. I'd like to drink a whole bottle of tequila.
Listen, Norm, let's look at a positive.
That's a good beverage, though.
A positive?
Yeah.
You no longer will have to suck up to Dan Snyder. And I know we'd seen you on the field before the games. He insisted on coming down and talking to you before the game.
Well, there's no question that. You know, I just think that, oh, my God, what the hell was that? Oh, that scared me.
It's okay, Norm.
It'll
be all right.
There's no question, Don. I think that, you know, this is a good football thing. And there's no doubt that not having to suck up to him, waking up on Monday morning and Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning, not having to make that call or deal with him, you
First of all, he comes only up to about my belt buckle. And I tell you, it's really hard to kiss the guy's ass of a guy that you can't even get. You have to get down basically on your stomach to kiss that ass. And I'm just looking forward not to have to do it again, you know, regrouping and hopefully going to a football program with a good football team where we can win some football games.
All right, let me throw some more names out at you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Deion Sanders.
Prime crap. Oh. I'm sorry. I heard somebody say, oh, in the background. But, you know, there's no question that we expected more things out of Deion. And he came in, you know, from Dallas, and I have a lot of respect for that football organization. And Deion Sanders is a good football player. He's a guy that's supposed to help our football team, but he can't win football games if he's not going to run things back for touchdowns. And I tell you right now, I'm very disappointed in him as a football player, and I'm disappointed in our entire football team.
Are you crying again? Listen, you're pulling a Vermeil today now.
Can I tell you something, Don?
Yes.
You know that I'm not an emotional guy normally. It's just not the right kind of emotion. I'm not a big yeller and an angry guy that stomps his feet and gets mad at his football players. But what I am is a very emotional guy when it comes to, you know, crying and feeling very upset, which I am right now. If something hurts me, I'll cry my eyes out, just like I have today, Don. And this, you know, the fact that I'm no longer running that football team, it really disturbs me, and it really shakes me up. I'm kind of broken in two little pieces right now. My heart's in about a million pieces right now.
Let me throw another name at you.
A little guy about 3 feet tall just stepped all over my heart.
Yeah. Hey, what about
stepped all over my heart.
Here's another name.
Yeah.
Sam Huff.
So many words pop into my head right now. Challenged.
Frank Herzog.
Equally challenged.
Sonny Jurgensen.
Judas.
Wow. Judas, why? Oh, because he's friends with Snyder?
Yeah, you know, I just think he torpedoed me. I think he did. I think he put the knife in my back. I really do. I think, you know, somewhere along the line, I went back with Sonny and I. And, you know, Sonny used to give me some good advice about this football team. And then, you know, when I got the vibe from Sonny, things weren't going that well. I know that my days were numbered with the football club. And I wish Sonny had been more receptive to some of the things I said to him. But I just don't understand. He spent a lot of time talking to Mr. Snyder.
Terry Rubisky. Who is the interim head coach of the Redskins?
You had Sam Huff. Did you have Frank Herzog yet?
Yeah. Yeah, you said the same as Sam, challenge.
Oh, no, that's not the word I wanted to use.
For Sam, for Frank?
Yeah.
What?
Pancakes.
Huh. Well, you know, Frank Herzog does have a great gig making pancakes on Channel 9 on Friday mornings.
Right. We made a little rectangles for the balance last night. You see that when he was making them in little rectangle shapes and to signify balance? Little ballot pancakes.
That's not the most embarrassing thing. Frank Herzog, who's a decent play-by-play guy.
He's good at play-by-play now for that football team.
But on Channel 9,
yeah.
He's like the bottom of the barrel. And now on Friday mornings, he has to come out in an apron and a chef's hat.
Well, I'll tell you right now, in my current situation, I'd go on the air and make pancakes with him. I really would.
That's Frank's job on the Friday morning Eyewitness News. He comes out and makes pancakes.
You know what kind of pancakes I'd go on and make with him?
What?
Little bitty L's. Little L's for loser. That's the way I feel right now. Yes, I do, Buzz. I feel that way. How you doing?
Too hard on yourself.
How's it going, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm well.
All right, good.
Let's talk specifically, Norm, about your relationship with Dan Snyder. I mean, you've called him Napoleon. You've said he's the little guy that only comes up to your belt buckle.
Yeah.
Now that you're out of there, and incidentally, all of this conversation off the record.
All right, off the record. I got to tell you, there's no question. I mean, he's a guy that runs a football team. That's his job, is to run the football team, put the football team on the field. But I'll tell you right now, he can walk up to you and lick you square in the eye and just tell you something. You know it's not true. He'll say, good job, Norm. I'll say, yeah, good job for this week, you little F. And you know that it was going to happen. This was inevitable. I just could tell the way, you know. There's one time where he was walking down the stairs out at Redskins Park, and he tripped me, and I caught him with my hand, and I held him up. Like he was a little doll. And he was sitting in my hand, and he looked at me and said, thanks so much. I would have fallen badly, and I placed him back down again, just like he's mini-me. And he was, you know, I thought that was a special moment for us. And, you know, there's no question it was a special moment. I could look in his eyes, but no, it didn't really mean anything because, you know, why do you have to go out to dinner? Why do you have to go out to dinner and leave me waiting in the park? I was just sitting there. Why don't you just let me wait in this car?
Now, let me ask you something. Now, I feel bad that they left you waiting for 2 hours in the stadium last night. But,
no, you don't.
But, yes, I do. But
no,
listen,
you don't.
But, Norv, after...
No, you don't.
You better Norv, tell him.
All right, I do.
You don't.
I do. I do, but Norm, how come after...
You're one of the few friends I had. You used to come to the party. Don't you remember that time I let you sit and put your feet up on my desk?
I loved it, Norm.
That was good. Can you help me? Can you
Can you do me a favor now?
Sure.
You tell me, give me my job back.
No, I can't.
I want to go to the Redskins so badly, please.
Oh, you don't want to work for them, do you?
No, I don't.
Norm?
I want to go away. I want to go far, far away. I want to go to Caribbean Island. I want to put on a grass skirt, and I want people to tell me I'm a pretty girl.
Is that what you do?
What?
I want you to find Nancy, your beautiful wife.
Jim Nance?
No, no, Nancy, your wife, Nancy Turner.
Yeah, Nancy Turner, yeah.
How long has it been since you get a good old-fashioned effing?
Right after I left the Cowboys.
So you're talking about you haven't had sex with your wife for seven years?
Yeah, 7 years.
Wow.
It's been 7 years. There's no question. She's a very, very nice lady.
Why don't you give her the eye hard one tonight?
Because I want to be a dancer.
What?
I want to be a figure skater. I want to be a pretty girl.
Norm.
I'm really broken up right now. I think I'm going off the deep end on it. Truly, the walls are closing in on me. I'm just not, things aren't going the way I expected them to go.
All right, let me throw out some more names.
I'm a pretty girl.
You're a pretty girl. Let me throw out some more names. George Michael from Channel 4.
Leatherface. I mean, you should see him up close. He's talking about my skin, I'll tell you right now. It's terrible. It really
Jess Atkinson from Channel 9.
Boy Wonder. Boy Wonder dude.
Randy Knott from Channel 7.
Numb nuts.
You don't have any respect for anybody. How about Washington Post columnist Tony Kornheiser?
Comb over.
Yeah.
Michael Wilbon from the Washington Post.
Smart ass. Keep them coming. This is long overdue. People have been kicking North Turner.
Stephen Davis? Yeah.
Wuss. Hairline fracture my ass. Get in there and play last week. We won a one night game.
John Riggins.
S head.
Oh, no.
Joe Theismann.
Double S head.
Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs. How many times do I have to hear that? Joe Gibbs, the God. God. I'll call him God. You know why? Because people said Joe ended up that way. When Joe was here, you know, you're going to be Jack Kane Cook when he hired me. He said, you know, you're going to be just another Joe Gibbs. You're going to be as good as Joe Gibbs. And I have to hear Joe Gibbs. Hey, look at Joe Gibbs' race cars are winning now. He wins wherever he goes. He's still good. Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs.
Norm, are you crying again?
I hate you and I hate everybody. I want to die.
Oh, don't hate me, Norm.
I want to die. I want to be a dancer.
You want to live.
A dancer for the love of God. F you. F you. F the fans. You know, here's a cliche. F the fans. F the fans that didn't get any support. F them all.
Yeah, what would you... Norm, listen. Pull yourself together. Here is your chance.
I hate you. I hate everybody. I want to die.
Here is your chance. Norm, how do you feel? Norm?
Excuse me. I was hitting my head on the kitchen counter.
How do you feel about the hog ass?
The hog ass. Feeble old ass heads go out there yesterday. They sit there and they wear their smelly, stupid BOS smelly clothing and they sit up there and they crowd the stand because their big, fat beer just get in the way of little kids who want to see the games. I hate the hog ass. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense from 1916 or wherever they were formed, the hog ass. Let's go out there and put on our dresses and put on a hog nose. They're stupid heifers, big fat heifers, and I think they all suck.
All right, what about sportscaster Larry Michael from Redskins Radio?
He's a good guy, man. Larry Michael's good people. He gave me, I'll tell you right now, there are a lot of people that treated North Turner like crap in this town. Can I tell you Larry Michael's story real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I feel a lot better you brought up Larry Michael. There's no question he's a good guy. I certainly like him to come out to, you know, my next assignment, wherever he goes. But there's this one time that Larry came by and he's driving in my neighborhood and he dropped off 17 cases of Sylvania light bulbs right into my garage. And I tell you, it was fantastic. I tell you, Larry's, hey, you know, I wish more people were like Larry Michael. The world would be a much better place.
You know the funny thing out of this whole bit? Larry Michael just walked in, put his head in the door.
Must have felt his presence. But I'll tell you, you know, getting back to the hog, yes, that's the kind of franchise this is. It's a loser franchise. I want to be a winner. I want to go to a winner. No more risk.
Norm, listen. Pull yourself together, man.
I can't pull myself together.
Norm, it's an intervention. Pull yourself together.
Come on, Norm.
Listen, be a man. Be a man. Now, what would you like to say as a man to the Redskins fans who supported the team for the last 7 years while you were the coach?
Okay, I apologize for my behavior. There's no question. I haven't behaved like much of a man today in this whole conversation. I'd like to just
I'd like to just count down a little bit and say something to the fans, okay?
What would you like to say to the fans?
AMF! There you go. The words of the Greek man. Adios, MFers. Another guy you kicked out of.
I hate you.
I've always hated you and always will hate you.
You're talking about Redskins fans now?
Yeah, I'm going to go back and I'm going to go to another team. I'm going to come back and we're going to win a Super Bowl. And I'm going to rub your nose in that big pile of dog poo, Washington. He doesn't remember, you won't have Norm Turner to kill
it. Hey, here's another one. How about the guy who refused to pay you for your coach's reports on WJFK? How about Ken Stevens? Yeah.
All right. You want to talk about Ken Stevens?
Yeah, because, you know, Norv was on our show
for
5 years until Ken decided, I think Ken decided he wasn't going to pay you because he thought you were going to be fired.
Let me tell you right now. I'm going to tell you a little Norv Turner story about Ken Stevens.
Okay.
I'm going to be leaving town. Everybody's happy about that. You know, if you won't have Norv to kick around anymore, I'll go out to Dallas or I'll go to California. I'll go somewhere. I'll pick up with another team. But I'll tell you one thing right now. I'm going to take care of some business before I leave.
Ooh.
I'm going to take care of some personal business with Ken Stevens, your general manager. That's the kind of personal business that he ain't going to know where it's coming from. One night he'll be pulling into his driveway and next to the bushes is going to be yours truly. I'll tell you right now, he'll get out of his car. Hopefully he'll be laid down with a bunch of Christmas gifts and then all of a sudden he'll see Norm effing car coming at him with an axe.
Oh, Norm.
And I'll tear his tongue out by the roots. I'll tell you right now.
All right, so
is he listening to your show?
Occasionally.
Hey, Stevens. North Turner, you're a dead man. I want you dead. I want your family dead. I want to burn your house down. I'm going to come out and pee in the ashes. You understand me?
Wow.
You didn't help me. It started with you. I think he's the one that started the whole thing. He didn't pay me, and I lost all respect.
Now, fine. On this interview today, Norv, you've said F the Redskins fans.
Yep.
You've said F most of your players.
That's my story. I'm standing by.
You've called most of your players pussies.
Yeah, except for Larry Michael. He's a good guy.
Finally, what would you say in parting to Redskins owner Dan Stevens? Dan Snyder.
Let me tell you about Ken.
Dan Stevens, that's the worst of both worlds. That's a combination, that's a hybrid of Ken and Dan Snyder.
I'll tell you right now, I got something to say, Mr. Snyder. Norv Turner's leaving, little man. Hey, little guy. You gonna cry? No, I'm sorry. I'm leaving, you're not gonna have me to bully around anymore, and I just hope the next coach you have, you don't treat the same way as you treated me, because you treated me, Mr. Snyder, like a big pile of dog crap, and I'm going to tell you right now, you treat people like crap, crap comes back to get you, and you might just wake up one morning, Mr. Snyder.
Don't cry, Norm. Keep it together.
Hold on, let me just say this.
Keep it together now.
You might wake up in the morning, Mr. Snyder. You're going to be crap one day. And you know, when we're all dead and gone, we turn into little pieces of dust and beetles are eating our eyeballs out. It ain't going to matter one warm hill of spit. Do you understand me, Dan Snyder, you bastard?
I hate you.
I hate everybody else, and I hate everybody, and I just want to die.
Finally, Norm, we've loved having you as the Redskins coach for 7 years.
Oh, hey, Don, it's been a real pleasure. I got to tell you something right now. It's always a good time to come on your show. And I really, our times together, I'm so glad we had this time. And I hope your time is our time. It's really been a slice of heaven, really. And until I see you again, I hope you come out and visit me wherever I am. I really do.
And, Norm, let me play this tape one last time.
Okay.
Head coach of your Washington Redskins.
I like that.
Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame.
No, I don't.
Norv Turner.
And I just want all the fans, especially the fans, remember, I don't deserve all of the blame.
And your parting message for the fans again is?
I love you.
Oh, wait, now he's got melancholy.
I love you all. I do, Don. I love everybody.
What about Snyder?
I love him, too.
I thought you just said you hate Dan Snyder.
I don't have anything more to give, Don. I don't have anything more to give. I just think that, you know, I love everybody.
That's good.
Okay. All right. This is sad. Now he is starting to unravel before our ears.
Correct.
I want to be a dancer.
All right. Well, listen, Norm.
I want to dance, Tom.
Fulfill that dream.
Well, we're pretty close.
You're a pretty girl.
I'm a pretty girl.
You're a pretty girl.
You're good people, Don.
You're a goddamn pretty girl. I want you to fulfill your dream.
You want to come over to the house tonight for a drink?
Put on your dancing shoes.
Yeah, my dancing shoes. I got a whole stack of ABBA records right here, group ABBA, that I'm going to be listening to all afternoon. I'll put on Dancing Queen and just dance right in my coach's shorts.
I love everybody, man.
We love you
one
too.
Thing?
Can yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta go.
All right.
Okay, y'all take care.
Thank you, Norm.
So long,
Norm. Thanks for the exclusive.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye. Oh, no, he didn't hang up the phone.
Mr. Cradle.
Norm!
Oh, shit.
You didn't hang up.
Oh, man. Oh, goddamn phone. I want to be a pretty girl.
There he goes, everybody. A very exclusive interview.
That was good for him.
All you news organizations, you have to call to get our permission to rebroadcast that.
Mm-hmm. And that is something else.
But Norm Turner, falling apart in the seams in front of your ears exclusively on the Don and Mike show today.
Man, what was the deal with him? He was all over the road.
Well, he's a pretty girl, Mike.
God, he went like from here to there. And he loved everybody and he hated everybody.
No, there was a lot more hate than a lot more love.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd be worried if I was Ken Stevens.
And that call from Norm Turner. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Yes, company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
For those who serve, the Don and Mike Show.
Not to totally out-football you here, but we do have the tape of the real Norm, okay? Cracking today.
Yeah, well, who can blame him?
Want to hear that. And I've just been handed the final results for the regular season for the Fantasy Football League.
Ooh, yeah, I'm interested in that.
Well, first off, if Tony Gonzalez scores 16 points tonight for me, I'll win.
So you'll pad your already impressed. So you already won the, you had the best record in the league.
Ah, Broyhill has tied me.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Broyhill is 12-2, and right now I'm 12-2. But if Tony Gonzalez gets me 16 points tonight.
You'll be 13-2.
13-1.
13-1. Oh, you're 12-2. Okay, all right.
Right. Yeah, my team, what pussies they were yesterday. Kurt Warner, -6. Oz Hakim, -2. Torrey Holt, -1.
Well, who did you play? How many points did the team you played have?
CK. He had 41 points from Vinny Testaverde.
There you go.
I had 26 points from that queer Aldo Greco.
Did I lose my last game of the season?
Let me see. Yes. Larry beat you 64-29.
Yeah, another fine performance.
However, you're not as bad as Bob and Tom, who scored 4 points in their season ender.
Right.
They are officially the worst team in the WJFK Bozo League at 2-12.
What do I finish my season?
4-10.
4-10.
4-10.
That's a rebuilding year.
Yes. 4-10. So come on, let's go team. Let's go Tony Gonzalez.
So you're going to go to the playoffs starting next week?
Yeah, I got a bye next week.
Well, you got a bye.
Both Broyhill and I have a bye for the first week of the playoffs, but I sure would like to beat CK tonight. So let's go Tony Gonzalez. Now, you know, we were just doing the thing with North calling and crying. And, right. And frankly, when he had his news conference today, it wasn't that he was...
No, not at all.
Crying, no. But listen to it. You're going to hear it when he goes from keeping his composure to where he starts losing it.
Yeah, and who can blame him the way he was handled? I say once again that I agree with you that if they had handled it a little better, you probably wouldn't have had this result.
Yeah, you just canned him last night. You just pull him as though you're fired. You know, goodbye.
Right.
A brisk yet beautiful day. Wait, hold on. That's the paintball.
Right.
I want to go to BTS2. Here we go. Roll it, please.
The difference in winning and losing, it's not very big in this league. I understand that. You know, I came here 7 years ago, and I'm a lot better for it.
Hold on. My kid's on the phone. Wait a minute. Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hola.
Hey, I was just inside Pier 1. Did I win my game?
Sorry, bud. Charlie beat you 144-57.
Thanks, Charlie.
Now, why do you say thanks, Charlie?
He could have dropped the game. It wouldn't have killed him. Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, that was the discussion that Bart was having with Charlie over the weekend.
I could have dropped the game.
You're welcome. I told you I was going to kick your butt.
All right.
Hey, Charlie, let's just see next year, okay? Let's just see next year, big boy.
All right, well,
wow.
He sounds like somebody else I know.
Barty, you ended the year at 6-8.
Good.
So, let's just see how Charlie does next year with Neil Peart and Manny.
Okay, bye. I love you. See ya.
All right, he's gone like the wind.
He's gone. Okay, back to North Turner. Here he is.
Unbelievable 7 years for me.
Okay, hold on. Back it up because he's starting to lose it right here when he starts talking about.
Can we hear it from the beginning?
No, the beginning's very boring.
Oh, wait, I mean, is that the beginning we just played? Or
we're going to go past about the beginning 2 minutes where he talks about field goals.
All right.
Okay, roll it.
Unbelievable.
No, back it up. Back it up. Like, give me 30 seconds before this. Because this is where you
49 yard line
start to lose it.
The chance to win a game or tie a game in the last 2 minutes. You know, we came up short in each of those situations. The difference in winning and losing is not very big in this league. I understand that. You know, I came here 7 years ago.
Here it comes.
And I'm a lot better for it. It's been unbelievable. Unbelievable 7 years for me.
There it is.
Jack Kincook hired me. And as I've told people before, being with him for 3 years is one of the highlights of my life. One of the greatest owners, people.
Oh, really?
You could wish to associate with. When he passed away, we've gone through a lot of things.
All right, stop it now. Stop just for a second. Now,
read between the lines here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also at this point now he's got the tears welling up a little bit.
Right, right. You know, talking about Jack Kincook, it's interesting.
Yeah, right, because he's pointing out, you know.
He's the guy that brought me in here.
And the boy, he's just doing this thing a little bit. Yep. Okay. He's gonna just lose it here at the end when he's just going to say, that's it, I'll see you later. And then he really just goes running off.
Wow. Right.
He runs away. Okay, roll it.
Coaches, the players, everyone who's handled those things. I appreciate the opportunity that Dan Snyder gave me. I don't think anyone can question his passion, how badly he wants to win.
Lie detector.
I've obviously been put in a good position to have an opportunity to win. We went to the playoffs last year, 10-6, won the division. This team has a chance to be 10-6. That's a disappointing thing for me that, you know, with the schedule the way it is, that this team can still be 10-6. There's part of me that would like to be a part of it. As part of me understands why it's important, it's necessary to make a change right now. But I do believe that can be accomplished. You know, the thing that when it's all said and done, and having been in a situation where I've been part of a couple of Super Bowl teams and felt I contributed.
And you got to see the video that goes with this because he's wavering. He cracks and he looks like he's about to just start bawling like Mike was doing.
Right.
Then he pulls himself together again.
In all my life is the personal relationships. Feeling you were part of contributing to a guy's success, his career, his future. In the years I've been.
He's crying again.
Fortunate. I'm not going to name the coaches to be around some great, great guys, but the players are what you're in this business about. And, you know, as a head coach, to get to coach Monty Coleman, you know, hit the last couple of years.
Now he might as well just be wearing a dress now.
But to have a friend like that.
He is crying.
To be part of his life. Some guys that, you know, I think about this job, Henry Ellard. Watch Henry Ellard come in and have this.
Well, the whole time I'm watching this, I'm thinking, when's he going to mention me?
Older age. The recent guys, Brad Johnson.
All the great times we had together.
Division championship. Had a career year. Throws for 4,000 yards. A guy with dignity and class. Hey, to be around a guy like that, that's why you coach. You know, this year, Dion coming in. Bruce Smith, getting to be around those guys, be a part of what they do.
Now he's a mess. That's
what coaching's about to me. After, you know, ultimately you want to win, but having an opportunity to be with those guys, our young players, the John Jansons, the Chris Samuels, those guys, you know,
to have the exposure, have an experience with them. And
now he's pulled it together again a little bit.
Right. That's what coaching's all about. I think we all know that at some point you're going to move on. It's time for me to move on. You guys have been great to me. I appreciate it. And see you down the road.
See you down the road.
And, you know, I think everybody understands that that's the guy. Oh, that's yeah. Norv right there.
That's him.
You know, and I don't know. It's just...
That's
wow.
it. Goodbye, Norv. Just another one to throw on the scrap heap.
he'll probably go on to bigger and better things.
He'll be fine.
He'll be A-okay.
No guarantee about that. But, yeah, he'll get a job somewhere.
Yeah, he'll get a job somewhere. And, I always think, it's always sad to see that, but I think it's a good move for, probably a good move for him, good move for the organization.
Yeah, I mean, all I know is, and I didn't see Snyder on TV today with the new guy, but I know it's all about spin, just like this whole Gore and Bush thing is. It's all about spin.
Your partner on the pregame show cracks me up. Because
why?
Your partner on the pregame show,
Larry,
is very much, I think, tapped into the fan idea here, in town. He said, man, you should see Robeski. He's excited.
That's exactly
what he said to me. It cracked me up.
Yeah, Larry buys into all that.
I know, but he's just like a fan in that. It's like, it's all new. New and improved.
New and improved Joker products.
Here we go.
Well, I don't know. I think Norv,
very nice man, classy guy, dignity. He's got all those good things. I wish him the very best.
And not that he was trying to spin it today, but I think the fact that he came up there and he cried.
He talked about Jack Kent Cook. I think there was a little something you could read into that.
And then he talked about how Brad Johnson's a class quarterback. You read between the lines. Jack Kent Cook, good. Dan Snyder, not good. Mm-hmm. Jeff George, not good. Brad Johnson, good.
The way he said it, too, he didn't say anything. He didn't burn a bridge. No one can dispute his passion to win or something along those lines when he's talking about Snyder, but, who knows?
And then, I don't know how Snyder came off on TV today because, frankly, he was on TV when we were doing the show.
Right.
I mean, if he came on and he was compassionate, then he balances out whatever effect there is that Norv has going right now, even the people who hate him, you can't hear that or see that and not feel bad for the guy.
No, you can't feel bad. I'm sure he probably said good things about Norv.
But if Snyder comes out and goes, I never liked him. standing on a couple of phone books or something. I never liked him. F him.
So Snyder's just had the press conference, right?
Yes, Snyder's just had the press conference.
I'd love to hear some of that.
Where he's brought out the new guy. Do we have that tape?
No.
Hey, Charlie, do we have tape of Snyder with the new guy?
I've just read excerpts. He let the new guy say the passionate or compassionate things. All Snyder basically said, it was very brief, he said, we're not out of the playoff race. That was the message from
Dan
Snyder. That's all I have from the Associated Press so far. It was very brief.
Well, see, if Snyder was playing it correctly, and again, why he doesn't call me, I don't know. I'm tapped into this. I would tell him, listen, okay, regardless if you're an a-hole because of the way you fired the coach, the coach has now come on TV and he's cried. Now, you got to come on TV, and I don't know if you got to do what Danny DeVito did in that movie Outrageous Fortune.
Right.
Where you got to put a little soap in your eyes or something.
You have to appear to be compassionate.
You can't.
I mean, no matter, winning is important in this town, but people also want to see a little humanity.
Hey, Charlie.
Oh,
hold on. That's the paintball. Do we have the tape of Snyder? Do we have it or not? Because I'd love to hear what he had to say.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. And apparently, I guess if you let Robeski do all the compassionate talk. But that's not the way it's supposed to work. The new coach is supposed to say, maybe that's the problem right there.
No, we don't have it. If Snyder comes out and does a little dance.
Somebody might have seen the press conference on TV.
Maybe somebody will let us know. Maybe somebody saw it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Why don't you lay off a Norv?
What do you mean, lay off him?
What do you mean he's wearing a dress? How would you feel if you get canned like that?
Hey, listen, hold on. Listen, douchebag. Have you listened to the entire show today?
I've listened to most of it.
Okay, well, then apparently you didn't hear the beginning of the show when I said Norv's a decent guy. He's not the greatest football coach, but I like him personally, and he was always good to me personally.
Yeah, did you call Norv's house today, sir? Did you call Norv's house to, to give him good wishes? Did you do that?
Because I did.
And, come with
you also tell him that he should be wearing a dress?
Norv knows the difference between... between the show and what happens off the show.
Listen, I said that Norv is a good guy. At the same time, I also set Mike up with a bit where Mike was brilliant as Norv falling apart.
It's a joke. I mean, it's a gag. It's the lightheartedness. And when Don was saying, this is where he starts wearing a dress, that's saying this is where he loses it a little bit.
Please, you're an idiot.
All right, well, you're a dick.
Well, no, you're an effing dick.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Good comeback.
Oh, repeating my comeback was even better. There you go.
No, I repeated your comeback to orchestrate, to illustrate what a lame comeback your comeback was.
And that makes you the king.
Correct.
There you
go. I'm the guy who actually does know the coach. Oh, you. You.
You. Why you?
You. How dare you?
Why you?
Dare you run away from me, you little pig effer. You little pig effer.
This feature cannot be activated because the number is outside the serving area.
Of course, outside the
serving area. It's easy to hide behind the telephone.
Come on down here. Guys like you come out in my stool.
Emotions are running high with the dismissal of the coach of the Redskins.
Yeah. Well, do we have the tape of Schneider? Is that what they're playing?
Can we just blanket statement. You and I have total empathy for this situation. The two businesses are remarkably similar.
Yep.
Our business and the business of professional athletics. I don't think many people understand as much as we do the way, performance-based businesses like football and radio are very similar.
We don't have the tape.
We don't have it. Okay.
No.
We do not have the tape. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don?
Yes, hi, and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Yeah, I saw the press conference with Daniel Snyder and Rubisky.
Yeah.
Dan didn't say anything. He was just like, yeah, North's a good coach, but we want to switch things up a little bit.
Huh. Was he that cold about it?
Yeah, he really was. He had that blank look on his face that he always does.
I can't believe that, because what I have heard about him is that he is just the warmest, kindest guy in the world.
Dan Snyder?
Here's another quote from Snyder. It's all about winning.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike and Buzz, Jack. I heard the press conference, and Don Snyder has also hired some 60-year-old man that was in the CFL with the Memphis.
No. He hired Pepper Rogers.
Right, who is older than Buzz. And,
oh, thank you.
He was the liaison man between the FedEx and selling the stadium.
Yeah, that's how you fix this football team. He's hired a guy from FedEx.
Well, this guy got on run and said something about football is all about, about moving down the field. And one of the other commentators said, was he giving a Newt Brockney speech? What was his? And he's the one who actually introduced the new coach. It wasn't even Snyder.
So it was Pepper Rogers who introduced him.
Yeah, and he sounded like we have to go to the next level, and I hope I can help get out of that. Holy Christ, what is Snyder doing?
All right. Thank you, Mike.
It's interesting now that Norv is gone.
Yeah.
The wonderful, warm, kind eyes of the Washington Redskins sports fans will turn to other folks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Muhammad.
Yes, Muhammad.
I just had a comment. I think the North Turner did what he could. As everybody knows, we had major injuries all year round. I mean, yes. The team was a Super Bowl contender.
Thank you, Muhammad. Hello.
And more than any other city, I think, when you were starting to get those calls.
Hello.
The everybody's a general manager call.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, this is Alex.
Yes, hi, Alex.
You guys are the greatest.
Thanks.
I'm not sure if anybody saw this. I just watched the press conference. Dan Snyder didn't have a whole lot to say, but he was kind of off to the right side of the camera. They were interviewing somebody else, and you could hear a reporter lean forward and ask him, aren't you going to say something? And he actually grabbed the microphone and turned around and farted into it, and he said, that's what I really think of North Turner.
There's some applause for one of our real listeners right there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I heard also that that Snyder offered the head coaching job to this Pepper Rogers And that Robinson told him, laughed at him, and said, if that's true, and if that's what your intention is,
Jesus,
I won't even call plays for this man.
And they made Pepper Rogers the coach. They might as well make Bob Barker the head coach of the Washington.
Jesus, H. Christ, what a mess.
Hello.
Well, maybe he's going with the Dick Vermeil thing, you know? When Dick Vermeil won the Super Bowl, he had all those guys that were in their 60s and 70s.
Yeah, but Pepper Rogers?
I don't know Pepper Rogers. I don't know from this. I don't know. Who is this Pepper Rogers you speak of?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, buddy.
Good. I think you're kind of ripping up on Norv a little unnecessarily. Yeah, he made some bad calls. He wasn't the best coach in the world. But, you know, I mean, the guy, he was a good coach at times.
You know what's amazing is people calling like this have not heard the entire program.
No, right? No, you've not.
I'll admit, I haven't heard the entire program.
Correct. I'm not going to repeat again for all you dumbasses who didn't hear the beginning of the show. And incidentally, all you people who are now calling say, hey, Norv's a great guy and he shouldn't have been fired. Where you been for the last 7 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's time. Everybody, I think the only thing we're saying is it probably is time. Of course it's time.
I just think they could have handled it better.
Yeah.
That's all. I think he deserved to be fired. His team sucks. You know, they should really fire the whole team. They shouldn't just fire Norv. They should fire the whole team.
But that's not the way it works, right? I mean, you know, unfortunately, really, you know, and what the cliche that I hate the most is, you know, and I even said it before, you don't catch the passes, he doesn't kick the field goals. Yeah. But, you know, that's the way it works. When your team loses and you're a coach, that's the business. These guys know how to handle that.
And for my money, you know what I'd rather watch on the teams? I'd rather see Dan Schneider and Jerry Jones take their shirts off and just go out at halftime and just beat each other to a pulp.
Yeah.
I'll
send them both telegrams and perhaps you can see it next weekend.
Owner versus owner. I mean, who doesn't want to see Bob Kraft with his shirt off standing up there against...
I'd like to see that Denver guy fight him.
Oh, the guy in the fur coat?
Is it Pat Bowlen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Bowlen, I'd like to see that. See Al Davis with his shirt off and be like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons?
Big time fun.
Right. Love to see that.
But Minnesota Vikings owner, I'd like to see
Red McCombs.
Red McCombs, I'd like to see him fight somebody.
Wellington Mara from the Giants in his wheelchair.
That would be very difficult.
They wheel that guy out. And how about that bitch that owns the Rams?
Georgia Frontieri. Or does she have a new pronunciation of the name now? Is it Frontier?
I think she changed it after they won the Super Bowl.
She changes it like every other weekend.
That's what I really want to see. If these guys really want to be pricks and want to run these teams, let's see them do it.
It's all about winning, Don.
Hello, Don and Butcher. You know, that's such a load of crap. It's all about winning for a guy who never has to go out there and do anything.
Right, exactly.
Please.
It's all about winning. You know, but I really would think that some of the owners, too, I mean, some of the, like, your Art Rooneys in Pittsburgh might not agree with that philosophy all the time. I mean,
hello.
They do an awful lot, too.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Buzz. Terry Robiskie is the best choice to coach this team for the rest of the season.
Here we go.
The only person on that coaching staff that could keep those egomaniac players that Dan Snyder paid all that money for to keep their egos in check.
Well, then let's see what happens.
Okay. You know what? And really, what nobody's discussed yet is that Terry Robiskie's a brother. And we all know that brothers don't get a whole lot of opportunity to be head coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, I hope he does real well.
I hope he does good. But I know that there's that pocket of Redskins fans. For the purposes of this discussion, I'll call them Spiewacks. Will not be happy that a black man is the head coach of the Washington Redskins.
You mean the people that might have those the rebel hats that they're wearing right now?
That's right.
I don't know.
And that would be the comment, too.
I don't rightly know.
The majority of those fans live in the great state of Virginia.
I don't rightly know.
I don't know. They hired the color boy to be the coach.
I don't rightly know.
Wasn't there a white guy that could have hired?
I don't get that at all. I don't understand.
Hold on. Here's the hotline again. Well, somebody hung up.
I tell you what, I hear that. Fired Norv. You might think that society's made progress. I don't think it's made no progress whatsoever. Yeah, go Redskins, huh?
You know, and then if they win?
Well, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the Redskins, but, you know, I don't know.
I feel better if a white man was the coach, though.
Yeah.
I just feel better.
Go skin.
It's go skin.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, enough of that.
What's all this crap about changing the name of the team? That's a bunch of crap. Hate that name.
That's our lead story today.
Yes, we'll see what happens.
You know, that's the great thing about D.C. You've got all this crap. You've got the Supreme Court that made the announcement today.
Right.
Listen, this is how they balance things out in D.C. Both of these stories happened at the same time. The Supreme Court went for Bush,
right,
and Norv got fired as Redskins coach.
Mm-hmm.
Every TV station in town, 4, 5, 7, and 9.
You know what?
They all went with Norv as the lead.
Sure. Right.
And the Gore Bush thing is the second story.
And that Supreme Court, I hear that too. I heard just what you said. I heard a tease for it that they went for Bush. And then I hear the regular story, and then it's all muddled again. It's
yes,
all
it
like
is.
Crapped up again that they really didn't go for Bush or for Gore. They just sent it back to the Supreme Court.
In
and
Florida.
Then they're going to send it back with an explanation of what they did. That it's more crapped up
right.
than it was before. It's nothing is solved yet.
Right. That's right.
Why don't we let Dan Schneider handle that?
Yeah, and then he could go down and look at both Gore and Bush and say it's all about winning.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Norv Turner.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
Tell you right now.
My fellow Americans, the state and the union is strong.
We gave it our best shot in this war.
We did it right now. I don't know, Don. I'm not feeling too perky.
Okay, listen, enough. Enough of that, but that's what people are talking about. Let's,
yep.
let's go to the tape of paintball. You know, we played paintball on Saturday against the sales staff.
Break first?
We got a break? Okay. Yeah, because we got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a long tape. It's funny, but it's long.
Okay, you'll hear the entire paintball battle.
You want to know. I mean, we're people that know it's all about winning, and we proved that on the battlefield.
Yes, the sales staff, they're our bitches.
That's right. You know what? I wish the Reds killed them. We killed them. I wish the Redskins would take a few pages out of our playbook on the paintball field. You know what? Number one, cheat.
If you got to, cheat.
Absolutely.
And as it turns out, we cheated within the rules,
yes.
but at the time when we cheated, we didn't know. Didn't you know that? That they, the sales staff, had more players than we did.
Ah, that's right.
So it was entirely legal when guys were getting shot that I would send them back in.
Oh, excellent. Well, see, I was talking about that other cheating move that I did at the beginning of the game.
Oh, when you went up to the middle of the field?
Yeah, and took the flag right before the game started.
That's okay.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's okay.
Yeah,
right.
cheat.
Yeah, cheat. Whatever. We won. We won.
We won.
We won. And you'll hear it when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look out, lad!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mike, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your left. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
Soothing your severe buttock trauma. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got a mystery guest scheduled to call us. That could happen at any time today.
Ooh, that's very exciting.
That's why I got a little conniption fit there when the hotline rang.
You never know.
Let you know when that happens. Tomorrow we'll be telling you about our Dennis Murphy Christmas concert. Outside with a Three Wise Men Alive on-air Christmas concert.
Very good.
And tomorrow we'll have information for you about our final Cage giveaway.
Oh, good.
Of the year. And Rob, you and I are going to have a meeting because it's going to be the Christmas Secret Sound. Coming tomorrow. Please, everybody, watch King of Queens tonight.
Tonight.
8 o'clock on CBS. I'm on. I'm sure you're going to think I look like a hippo.
You're going to be on in one of the last scenes, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the scene in the UPS place with Kevin James and everybody else. Leah Remini has already called to ask to hype it up because for some reason they're worried that they're putting that the crappy show Tittens on.
Tittens is going to be on.
On against King of Queens.
That's an appropriate name for that show.
We would like to promise King of Queens a ratings victory tonight.
So call the neighbors, call your friends.
And watch me on the show. And
absolutely.
Then, call tomorrow and you can tell me what a load I am. Now, we played paintball this weekend,
mm-hmm.
an exciting game it was.
There's the live sound of the conflict.
I'm killing motherfuckers left and right today.
That's Joe Ardinger.
Just got killed. I'm coming home.
Now we'll hear him run.
Quite a good run.
All right, now we have an entire reel of tape of Joe actually fighting the battle, but I think it'd be more interesting for you to hear the before and after fight stuff.
What a battle it was.
We want to thank everybody at Pev's Paintball. They could not have been nicer. They
absolutely
hooked us up with the great guns. Both Bart and Uncle Mike had the best high-speed guns.
State-of-the-art. Got a chance to meet the Pev of Pev's Paintball. That was an honor.
And I was not able to play because I am going to have this surgery in a couple of weeks.
But you were there, you know, supervising the squad as the emperor.
Yeah, my doc says that I shouldn't do this. I will tell you right now that indeed we won.
Yay.
Toju,
yes,
my number one general, led us to victory.
I did indeed, and me with my huge camouflage suit.
And I'm proud to say that it's all in the genes because it was Bart who actually captured the flag.
Yeah, what he did was he dumped it into their circle, which is the object of the
game. And won the game for our team against the sales staff. A very bitter sales staff.
They were horribly bitter, and also lots of no-shows.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the record, nothing like seeing everybody that you just got done working with at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Nothing beats seeing them just 12 short hours later.
It was special.
Exhilarating. So let's roll. We're going to start. Mike was there first.
Yes.
We're going to start with Mike's opening thoughts, his outfit, his strategy, his predictions.
Yeah, I was not technically the very first person to get there. The very first individual there was Mr. Wendell Smoothall.
Of course.
I think he's been there since midnight.
Wendell who lives for that. Let's roll now. Here's the paintball game we played on Saturday.
A brisk yet beautiful day in Ripon Landing, and I'm standing here with team leader Mike O'Mara. Mike, what are your thoughts for today's paintball match?
I love the smell of paintball in the morning, Rob.
What? Describe your outfit.
My outfit, I am wearing a designer winter camouflage, a winter camo. This was designed by Givenchy, and it has a lovely full crotch, a little extra room in the armpits, and I'm feeling very, very svelte and ready to go today. And I think we're going to win in 4 minutes, Rob. 4 minutes. That's all it will take to decimate the sales staff.
Any insight into your strategy?
Yes, the strategy, as I have alluded to before, and I don't want to tip my hand because some of the players that will die on my team are close by, but there are going to be two suicide missions that are going to open up this battle. The suicide missions will enable the rest of our team to establish position on the battlefield. The individuals who I will be sacrificing are Buzz Burbank and Jim McClure. They know now so that they can make peace with themselves and prepare themselves to die.
Now, Buzz, you had already known, correct, on Friday that you were going to be one of the human shields?
I got the heads up, and boy, was I surprised.
Will the sales team be your bitch?
The sales team will be so much our bitch, they don't have a chance. Because here's the deal. The sales team already has arranged their ringers, people that we have no idea who they are. They will be weeded out before the battle begins. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
Of the salespeople that you recognize, who's the one to watch? Who are the players?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the folks that I've got my eyes, the Bridges family, Stacy and her two sons, they're experienced paintball players. Stacy is a veteran of last year's battle. Her sons are strapping young men who have an ability to inflict some damage, and I'm going to instruct my team to take a look at the Bridges family first.
Very good. I see our emperor is here.
The emperor has just made an arrival with his emperor coat on, and Tojo.
Now, I didn't plan on having quite that reaction, but it was like an emperor-like coat.
Yes, you were wearing the full-length trench coat.
My mink. Like that fag owner of the Broncos.
Your full-length sable. Now, defer to the emperor who will be strategizing from his perch high above the battlefield.
Good morning, Your Grace.
Thank you, Toju, and good morning, Robe. Ah, you got some of my real
morning throat.
Morning phlegm. I got out of the car with Bart and was unprepared to immediately go into a show.
Yeah. I had time to prepare.
I will tell you that the people I see around us, frankly, they're all gigantic pussies.
Yes.
And I don't mean our team, I mean their team.
Right.
The emperor should know that I have already enlightened our audience as to the two individuals who will be participating in the initial suicide mission, Jim McClure and Buzz.
And Buzz, right. Yes, the dead men.
Do they even get guns, or do they just run out screaming?
Buzz and Jim will both receive weapons, and they also, you know, this is a suicide mission, but they could live through it.
Right. But they won't.
Yes. Jim McClure asked earlier if he will get a gun, and we will be giving him a gun.
Well, that's nice.
Well, let's speak to Bedouin Jim. He must be very excited today. Jim, you're looking great. You look like an Oakland Bedouin. What are your thoughts with today's match going into it?
I'm just hoping I don't get shot in the back by my own team.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that won't happen. There has been some rumors afoot of a suicide mission. How will you handle that?
I will go for the biggest and the ugliest salespeople first.
Will you scream?
Of course. At the top of my lungs like a woman.
Will you show me how right now? That's nice. And Buzz, when you take one for the team, as it were, what is your thoughts? What's going through your mind at this, a very exciting time?
Rob, as today I begin my 10th year with the Don and Mike show, I say to myself, it is a good day to die.
You know, and only Buzz keeps track of crap like that.
It's true.
Was Saturday really your 10th anniversary with
Saturday
the show?
Saturday I began my 10th year with the show. That is correct. It's been 9 years.
So it's your 9-year anniversary.
Friday was 9 years, yeah.
9 years.
Right. Gotcha, okay.
My God.
Yeah. Sorry we forgot, Buzz.
Oh, it's right, all right.
We didn't bring flowers or anything like
that. It's
okay.
Wow, that's sort of morbid and nice.
Yeah, it's a suicide mission. I'm a kamikaze. I'm ready to go.
And it's really not bad because I think we all know, even if we weren't doing this, we'd all be here in Rippin' Landing today anyway.
10 years with the Don and Mike show, that's 1/6 of his life.
Rob, I'd just like to say, I've always dreamed of seeing Libby at 10 a.m. I thought it would be rolling over and seeing her in bed. However, this is just as good. Seeing Libby at 10 o'clock in the morning like this. You know, Libby is the coach of the other team, of the sales staff.
Yes, she felt our wrath more than anyone else.
Well, only because she's talked so much smack.
Yes, she's the point woman on this.
Mm-hmm. No, Libby has an interesting advantage, I think. She's wearing combat boots, but they have high heels. Your thoughts?
Lovely. And I see J.O. Joan over there. Hello, J.O. Joan.
Good morning, Don.
Grand to see Joan all fixed up.
It's good to see Joan. I didn't think Joan would be here. Joan might be there.
Rob, let's cut ahead to when Dennis showed up. Let's go to Mark 442. Because uninvited,
yes.
Dennis Murphy showed up in a Santa Claus hat.
He amuses me.
With a stack of his CDs.
Dennis in the Santa hat is the best Dennis.
Okay, here we go.
Now on the sidelines as they prepare for the paintball match, I'm with a spectator. Precious few spectators, but this is one that I think you'll all know. Hi, spectator.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Why, it's Dennis Murphy. Dennis, what brings you out here today? Do you want to see the paintball, or are you pedaling?
I'm pedaling. I want to see the paintball.
You're selling CDs? Do you have any T-shirts to sell?
I got CDs, I got everything.
I want to thank you for the CD you sent me. It plays in the Air Studio, and it's very kind of you to autograph it.
Oh, no problem, Rob. I hope.
You just dropped them, Dennis.
I hope the program wins.
Now, he dropped his stack of CDs as you were talking about.
About 20 of them.
Okay, back it up. Back it up.
Oh, God. Rough it.
Oh, no problem, Rob. I hope.
You just dropped them, Dennis.
Love that, man.
I hope the program wins.
Well, here, let me help you. I'll give you a hand.
No,
that was terrible. What a horrible thing to say. Well, this is a great disc, brand new cover art. How much does this run this year? It's same price as last year, right?
In person, $10.
In person, $10? Wow. What if you buy it on the website?
$12.95 on GunnersMusic.com.
Does that include shipping and handling?
$3.95.
Oh, so it's a lot of money, really.
Wow.
$10 in person.
Yeah, $10 in person.
Very good. Well, we'll send everyone over here because I know after everyone is covered with frozen paint, they're going to want to buy a Dennis Murphy Have a Merry Effing Christmas CD.
Yeah.
And any words of encouragement to the sales staff or to the programming staff? Either one.
Go! One for the team!
And incidentally, they all showed up. Everybody in our family showed up.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to get together.
You had Dennis, Mr. 40 came by for a cameo. Cheryl the Big Dyke came by for the cameo appearance.
Did. Yes, it was. The gang was all there.
Yeah. Just for both sides?
Oh, both sides. What the hell?
Dennis, we'll see you after the match.
Okay, Rob.
Give me some Buzz over here for a moment, please.
Obviously, the Emperor has some words for two of the cornerstone members of this pyramid team, Jimmy McClure and Buzz Elson.
If we could hold hands, please.
Team prayer?
No, this is your farewell prayer. Our Father who art
in heaven, hallowed.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Today we're dying. Kiss our asses goodbye.
Kiss our asses goodbye.
All right, let's go past this. Let's go to 820. 820. This is where I'm going to, I think I'm going to attempt to interview my son, who at this point is wearing his stormtrooper mask.
Very good.
And incidentally wore it in the car the entire way to the paintball place.
He was into it. He loves this.
He's like a miniature Wendell Hall. There.
You got it? Oh, one. Rip and landing.
Let's talk to the Emperor's son right now, Bart, who incidentally wore this stupid mask all the way over in the car for the hour drive over here today. Hi, Barty.
Hi.
So what are your thoughts today?
We're going to kick some ass.
Now, you know that Uncle Mike and I are counting on you and Charles Broyhill, along with Joe Ardinger and Wendell, to be the point men.
Yes.
Who are you looking forward to killing most today on the sales staff?
I don't know. I haven't really gotten a chance to scout them out.
I'd like to make a suggestion. Kill sure. Libby. Kill Libby and kill her often.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the first choice. Kill Libby.
Okay. I've done something wrong already.
What?
What's that?
I shot my gun
with the
barrel plug in it. And I've hurt my gun. They're repairing my gun right now.
You screws up.
And, Mike, we refer to that as the butt plug.
The butt plug was a...
You know, I'll tell you, this is funny. The first thing they tell you when you play paintball is... While you have the plug in, the barrel of the gun?
No one told me that.
What? They told us that every time.
Well, no, last time they told us at the beginning of the game, but nobody had told me. They just handed me the gun this time. We didn't get any instructions before that wonderful piece of weaponry was put in my hot little hands, so I turned everything on. I know not of this butt plug with which you
said. Mike turns it on and shoots it. Like, breaks the gun.
They had to clean the gun.
Oh, dear. Immediately.
I fired a paintball into the inner workings of the gun.
Got it all gooed up.
Gooed up, but they got a special goo remover they put it to. Side the butt when I pulled the trigger, and now they're repairing it. Thank you very much.
What did you do that for?
I did that for full practice, and I didn't know what I was doing. I know not what I did.
Bart, kill early, kill often, do it for me.
Okay. Kill Libby, Bart. Kill Libby.
Okay.
Kill Libby.
What was that, Rob?
Kill Libby. Chant it.
It's a very simple strategy. Aim for the people that aren't employees of WJFK. That's how we'll beat the sales staff.
I just have to follow in the words of our leader, G. Gordon Liddy. Aim for the head.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
I like him to quote Liddy as often as possible. Sig Heil. All right, here's Mike and Dennis.
Dennis.
I'm doing Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing Peachy. And our field commander speaks to Dennis Murphy. Dennis,
it's
good to have you out here. Let me tell you something. There are a few people in this universe that look better in a Santa hat than you do.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Yes, I see you have your CDs for sale out here today. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you know, even as cold as it is with this crisp air, your breath still cuts right through the morning.
I just brushed my teeth.
You just brushed your teeth? Okay, brush them again.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
What did you say to John Norman there?
I just told John, I've just appointed John, our production guy, as one of my security guards. John's responsibility will be covering my back.
And who's your other security people?
Let me see right now.
Hold on, is that the mystery guest?
Hello, hold on.
We got to break into this to play the
mystery guest on the line.
Okay. Now, hold on. Charlie, what?
He's on an airplane.
Oh, he's on an airplane.
Hmm.
Our mystery guest is on a plane. Robbie, I need some mystery guest music, please.
All right.
Now, this is open not only to Mike and Buzz, but everybody calling us at 877-365-3636.
We can't shout our answers out, though. We have to write it down.
Mystery guest. You can ask one question of the mystery guest.
Mm-hmm.
Let me welcome him now from an airplane. Hello, mystery guest.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Mike, you may ask the mystery guest the first question.
Mystery guest, are you in television, movies, or any other... What area of media... What?
Simply a yes or no?
TV, yes.
Yes
movies,
or no?
Yes.
TV, movies, yes. TV okay. And movies, yes. Just, that's my question.
Just yes or no question. Buzz.
Oh, yes.
Are you on in prime time currently?
Hey. I have been, yes.
Okay. No, Mike.
It'll confuse them, okay. But I have been.
Mike, it is not Dick Van Patten. Rob.
Have you ever appeared as a panelist on a game show?
A talent on a game show?
A panelist.
A panel on a game show. No.
No. All right, now let's go to the phones. Let's go to, I don't know. Who the hell is this? Bernie. Hey, Bernie, you can ask one question of the mystery guest. Bernie?
All right, we're trying to get Bernie.
I'm about to ask nothing, I guess.
All right, Bernie didn't want to ask you anything. Okay, let's try this
right.
One. Hello, you're on the air with the mystery guest. One question.
Is he in a current running sitcom?
What do you ask?
Is he in a current running sitcom?
Are you in a sitcom that's currently running?
No.
No, okay. Another one from the telephone. Hello, ask the mystery guest. One question.
Are you currently suing the government for votes?
I can't hear what he said.
Are you currently suing the government for votes?
Oh, boy, no.
No, all right, one more from the telephone, then we'll go back to the panel. Chris, hello, you're on with the mystery guest. What's your question?
Are you a gambler?
No.
All right, now back to our panel. Let's go to Mike.
Were you born before 1945?
No.
Buzz,
do we know you as a comedian?
I have done some of that, but I'm not known for that.
No, he's not. Robbie,
are you primarily known as a singer?
Absolutely not.
No, I'm going to give you everybody one more question. Let's go back to the phones again, okay? Hello, Tommy. You're on with the mystery guest. We're just going to do 20 questions with him.
Is it a daytime show?
No.
No, it's not. Thank you, Tommy. Let's go to Steve from North Carolina. Steve.
Do you have a beard or mustache?
A mustache.
There you go. There's a yes answer. Let's go to Jim. Jim, do you have a question for the mystery guest?
Yeah, is he currently flying on Southwest?
No, I was originally, but now I'm not. I'm on United.
All right. There you go. He is on United. One more from the telephone, then back to the... Hello, mystery guest? Mystery guest?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, hold on. One more from the phones. Mike in Baltimore.
Yep.
I don't know what's wrong with that. Let's go back to the panel. Mike, here.
Mystery guest, have you ever won...
And then dial your operator. Thank you.
Hold on a second. I'm effing up the phones. There he is.
Hello?
Mystery guest.
I have another question for you, mystery guest. Mystery guest, have you ever won an Emmy Award?
No.
Buzz.
Have you ever won an Oscar?
No.
Rob.
Do you have a famous spouse?
A famous what?
Spouse.
What are you saying?
Wife.
Do you have a famous wife?
A famous flight?
Wife. Are you married to a famous lady?
No.
Okay.
I'm not married. I'm single.
All right. I'm going to give you one clue panel. And we're going to go to a few more calls and everybody gets a final guess.
Uh-huh.
He is a friend of a friend of this show. He's a friend of a friend of this show. Okay? Let's go to BN. Hello, BN. Carl.
This is Carl.
Carl.
Are you in a currently running movie?
No. Not in theaters, okay?
Not in theaters. All right, that's a clue right there. Let's go to Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff.
Have you ever been on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Were you ever on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
No.
No. And let's go to BN. BN.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, go ahead, BN.
Have you ever smelled Mr. Forty's ass?
BN. Never mind. He's an idiot.
Big mistake going to BN.
Okay, Mike. Final go around.
I get one more question?
One more question. And if it's a yes, you'll get an extra question.
All right. Oh, God, you're driving me nuts here. Mystery guest?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Would you be classified as a comic actor?
Well, not really, no.
All right.
I've done some of that.
The answer's no. Buzz.
Are you in adult films?
Yes.
Is this man?
Buzz, you may guess. Who is it, Buzz?
Is it Ron Jeremy?
Yes.
Yeah! All right! Born
star Ron Jeremy.
What threw them off was I did an evening show. I did an episode of Nash Bridges, you know, with Don Johnson.
There you go.
And when I said he's a friend of the show, he recently socialized with our own Dennis Murphy during
that. That is true. I never would have gotten that.
Porno convention. Hey, everybody, the mystery guest is Ron Jeremy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Ron, how's your wiener?
Just fine, thank you.
Wow, tell me.
I just did a film with your friend Shiloh, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you did a movie with Shiloh.
Wow.
Oh, really?
We're doing a mainstream film together in Washington called Everything's Wonderful. That's why I was there.
Cool. Ah, beautiful. How many pornos have you been in, Ron?
1,700.
Wow, my God. And conservatively, how many women? What?
The reason why I couldn't be on your show is I got a call from Pauly Shore to do his movie back in Los Angeles.
Because Ron was
doing a part tonight with Pauly.
Wow. Ron was going to come in the show today, and we were actually going to blindfold all you guys and have it be the in-person mystery guest.
And how many women have you banged?
I wanted to come in, too, you know.
How many women have you banged, Ron?
About 1,701. One actually liked me. The rest had to get a paycheck.
Hey, Ron, you ever get VD or anything?
Anything what?
You ever get VD?
No, actually, the funny thing is, well, not in our industry. We're all tested for everything, you know?
Right. What was that?
We have blood tests every month.
Blood tests,
they
get
tested all the time.
And you're still, how old are you, Ron?
47.
Right. And still making movies.
Yep, and I've done 55 mainstream ones, just so you know.
Oh, that's good. All right, well,
have you guys seen any of them?
Can you name one we would have seen?
The Kiss film, Detroit Rock City.
I saw that movie. I was
the MC with Eddie Furlong.
All right, I'll watch
it
again.
Eddie Furlong throws up on my stage.
And also, weren't you in Orgasmo?
Yes, I'm one of the leads in that one.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Orgasmo.
There you go. Well,
yeah, well, I'm in that one as also, I have a little cameo in Studio 54.
Oh, really? What did you do in Studio 54?
I was a coat check guy who has drugs in his pockets and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
All right, well, listen, Ron, we appreciate you calling from the airplane. We're sorry that you couldn't make it by today, but we understand.
No, I appreciate letting me on. And again, I wanted to just plug it. The film we did was called Everything is Wonderful. I think Shiloh might be playing a really cute part.
All right. And Buzz, what?
Another time, perhaps. Yeah. Next time he's in D.C.
Yeah, Buzz is very excited. Buzz is a big fan of Andrew Blake. Are you familiar with his work there, Ron?
He's phenomenal. He's one of the best filmmakers in the business.
Let me ask you, Buzz.
Yes. I work with a company called Metro Home Video.
Buzz, are you
familiar? I do the adult films for them.
Are you familiar with the work of Ron Jeremy, Buzz?
Absolutely.
Could you name one of your favorite Ron Jeremy movies?
Oh, by title? God, no. Not by title.
Give us the plot.
The one I just got released that's adult is called San Fernando Jones.
We'll watch for it.
San Fernando Jones.
Give us the plot of your favorite Ron Jeremy movie, Buzz.
They're all essentially the same plot.
This one I play like a Harrison Ford character, and it's a movie within a movie. It's very comical, you know.
All right, and Ron, now I have a surprise for you. Joining us on line number two is Dennis Murphy.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? Remember me?
How are you?
Okay. I'm the guy with no hand, and I interviewed you in the pool. Remember me?
Do you remember the guy with no hand who interviewed you in the pool?
In Cancun.
I do remember him very well.
Yeah.
He was in Mexico with us.
Yeah, I was in Cancun with you.
That's right, Ron. That's Dennis Murphy, a star of our show.
Hey, nice to come.
Yeah, I mean, like, Ron. He was on the extreme vacation.
Yes, he was.
In Cancun.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, he was.
Yeah. Did you have a good time at the...
This is surreal. Where's the train stop?
7 days of seeing 35 attractive ladies doing nasty stuff.
Wow. Yes.
All right, well, this is effectively...
Nice meeting you.
Oh, nice meeting you, Ron. Yeah. Hey, have fun on the airplane. DennisMurphy.com. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
And Ron Jeremy, thank you for calling us from the airplane. Next time, please come in studio.
Well, I most certainly will. I might be back next week because one of the guys in Paulie's film, I think, is Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
So I may come back and see the show.
What was it? Well, if you are, come back and get Fred Durst's phone number. You call him up on the show.
I most certainly will.
All right. Thank you, Ron Jeremy.
Thank you,
Ron.
Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's our mystery guest. Yeah.
I think he may have a fear of flying.
Yeah.
He might have been a little bombed.
Yeah, I think he was a little tiddly.
Might have been a little bummed.
Hi, how are you doing? Yes, I'll have a vodka tonic, and my penis will have a Bloody Mary.
See, the original plan was that he was going to come in, right, and I was going to blindfold you three guys.
Cool. I never would have gotten it, even if he was in here.
And you never would have gotten it. But
I mean, you know, when he comes in here, you do have the smell.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the mystery guest.
That's a good mystery guest.
Very,
very
cool.
Unique.
And, you know, we were running out of time there, and it was a bad connection with the airplane. We wanted to give somebody on the phone the prize, but, oh, Buzz, there's a shocker that Buzz was the one that got it.
He is the pornmeister in this group, absolutely.
So let's do go with that. You know, we had a nice prize to give away, and we'll do it now if you're the 100th random caller.
Yeah.
Right now.
That's a good idea, though.
Ron Jeremy.
I'm on a plane. What?
Yeah, and then Dennis Murphy.
Hi. Hello.
877-365-3636.
Buzz and Orgasmo.
That is the toll-free number. Be the 100th caller. Now, you win the prize we would have given to the person who guessed it was Ron Jeremy, and we'll get back to our paintball match.
Pauly Shore called me.
In just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Under the direction of Andrew Blake, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's give a call 100. You're going to hear the paintball battle. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. You got a call at 100?
Well, it's you, my friend. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
Wichita.
You are not the most excited winner we've ever had. Sean, you've won the Lobster Graham delivery of two live Maine lobsters.
Oh, man.
Courtesy Lobster Graham. Go to www.livelob.com for a complete description of Lobster Graham deliveries available. They make great gourmet gifts for anyone. It's an entire meal valued at over $300.
Let me tell you something, sir. I got one of those lobster grams. I tried it out, and it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Those lobsters were jumping when I opened the package. Those lobsters were awesome.
They send you lobsters.
They send you live lobsters. They send you two beautiful little fillets. That's what I got. They can send you like a combination of anything. But these lobster grams are the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, the cooking pot, the butter, the lemon, everything.
Yeah, you get to keep the cooking pot. You get the little thing, you know, the little cracker for the lobsters. I'm excited about it. You know I liked it. I truly liked it. I enjoyed it. It was fantastic.
All right, enjoy, my friend.
Super, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second, please. We could have sent the guy a bag of peanuts, and he would have been just as excited.
You like that lobster, Graham.
All right, paintball.
Get a pot with it.
Here we go. We're going to start the paintball battle now.
Yay.
Yeah, brother.
The paintball battle begins.
Don't we have the patent music?
Yeah, let me tell you what we're going past. I mean, we just sat around and did like a two-hour show before the actual battle.
It's funny.
We just don't have time for all of it. Brenda's arrivals, Stacy's no cheating speech, everybody taking the butt plugs out of their guns, Suicide Buzz, Mr. 40 arrives, Mike just fires randomly in the air.
Can I hear that far? Is that when you were narrating on the battlefield when I was firing?
It's hard to hear because you're like 100 yards away, but at that point you were just shooting your gun in the air. We were just laughing at you.
Now, what I was doing, though, I was shooting it up in the air trying to lob paintballs into their circle. That's why I was doing it, Dave.
Okay. and we should also mention before we start the tape that at this point, Mike has already cheated. Mike has, before the referee has started the match, Mike has, in his Ice Station Zebra suit, managed to cheat and get to the halfway point of the field already.
Yes, keeping myself low enough that the other team couldn't see me.
All right, let's roll it. Now let's go to the paintball. No. Not a chance.
Or it just could be a tardy arrival.
Pardon me?
You think I got cups anyway?
Oh, here's a cup right behind you for you.
How is Mr. 40 drinking?
Drink du jour today.
I just didn't want to whip out the bottle, you know.
What are you going to be enjoying today?
Just Red Bull.
Just some Red Bull.
I believe they've started.
Oh, here we go. No, not yet, Rob.
I heard someone will go.
Mike is yelling, come on, from his position. All right, now they're finally getting ready.
Yeah, that was funny because they're out there, and I know Mike, he was getting pissed. And I know when you're really pissed, when you scream, come on! Come on!
Yeah, you know, because we're sitting there in that little circle while 800 employees decide that it's time. And I got finally, after 40 minutes, it's like, let's go.
So they're going to finally get a plug. Here we go. Look at this. I got ashes all over you. I'm sorry.
Those are fish ashes.
The big theme song.
Yes, Cohiba.
Hey, I know my cigars.
You know your cigars, and it's never too early in the morning to have a nice 40.
That's the truth, isn't it? I know I'm going to be wickedly faced at the conclusion of this. Here we go.
See, now can you hear the battle?
He looks just like a stormtrooper from Empire Strikes Back.
And he is squatting now in the sprinting position. Go. And Rob, the match is underway. You know what I believe we've done?
Hidden our flag under Michael's shirt?
Yes, we have. We have already effectively started to cheat. All right, now listen, at this point, Rob and I don't understand the rule of the game. The rule of the game is that you take your flag.
The flag is in the center of the playing field. The object of the game is to get to the flag in the center, put it, and then get it to the other opponent's circle.
See, we thought,
killing everybody else on the team. It's a different game than
capture the
than
flag.
Normally when you're in the woods.
Right.
This is like the open playing field. So that's why I crept out. I crept out to the center of the field, stole the flag immediately, handed it to Broyhill, who was going to get it to your son, who was going to kill people and dump it off in the center of the...
See, now Rob and I didn't know. We thought the game was capture the flag. We thought you were even more devious than you were because we thought, oh, look. We've stolen the flag.
It's over.
So if the other team gets down to our end,
right,
there's not a flag down there for them to steal.
No, technically we did cheat by getting it early, but no, the object is to get it into the other circle.
Okay. Charles Broyhill, who's playing without a paintball gun. Mike just got shot, I heard.
Oh, no. Coach, are you out already?
No, that's Buzz.
Oh, Buzz?
I did my kamikaze duty.
Buzz, go back in.
All right. It was only a flesh wound.
Nice. You have been regenerated, Buzz.
Looks like Mike is out, though. He'll be commanding the forces from the sideline.
Now, what has happened is, let me explain. Charles Broyhill, it's capture the flag. Charles Broyhill took our flag.
Well, I'm an idiot because I think we're playing.
Well, you didn't know because they explained it to you once we got out there.
If that was improv. Or if that was something that was planned by Toju.
In a moment, we'll be able to ask Toju because here he comes right now.
I'm going to reject. Mike was shot very early in this game.
Yeah, well, look at how big a target I am.
Read him if he'd like to come back in.
Put that extra clothing on.
What, Buzz?
Like the camouflage Michelin
Buzz?
Man.
Buzz, you are back in the game. Get back in there, Buzz.
I can't see.
Buzz just took a shot right to the face, right to his visor.
That's right, just white stuff dripping all down his face and his eyes. Mike O'Mara.
White stuff dripping down his face and eyes, reminiscent of Brenna. Toju?
I was, I cheated.
Oh.
As you may have seen, I grabbed the flag first and then was shortly thereafter.
Shot.
I then gave my gun to Mr. Charlie Broyhill, and now I can stand up here on the observatory point, and you can see where I was got. There's my little yellow spot.
Let me ask you something, Toju.
Yes.
Now, Charles Broyhill took our flag and put it in his pants.
Right. Now, the object of the game is to take the flag and drop it into the other team's circle. That's the object.
Oh, see, we thought
we were supposed to start back in the circle.
Oh. Hey,
okay. It's the ring.
This is Sam Huff.
Hey, linebacker.
You'll notice before the game started, I crept up.
Yes, we did see that.
First thing when he said go was I grabbed that flag, gave it to Broyhill. He, fleet of foot, will hopefully be able to get into their circle.
See, we thought that we were really being smart, that it was capture the flag, and that we were simply hiding our flag.
I have a question for you, boys.
Yeah.
Do you know who shot me? Who got me?
No, as a matter of fact, I urge you to...
take the field again?
Yes, to do...
Exactly what I'm...
I have told Buzz to regenerate himself. John, go back.
Okay, all right.
Lisa, go back. Wendell, go back. Go back.
Go
back.
It's amazing. They're hearty folk, this programming
team. I don't like getting shot. They hurt.
Yes, they do. I have welts.
Yeah, how many welts did you have on your
body? Not many. I was wearing, I got it in my parka, so, and I had the two jackets that I was wearing, so I was okay.
How about you, Buzz?
One on my right shoulder, one on my left knee, so I got two.
Ouch.
It hurt.
Yeah.
Boy, none of them want to cheat, Rob.
I know. Of course, it's easier to plan a cheating strategy when we're just standing here behind protected.
Yeah, let me tell you something, guys. What the deal is, nobody wanted, you know. The adults in the group, you know, once I'm shot, I was like, fine. Where are my keys?
Right.
Where are my car keys? I think Buzz felt the same way.
And meanwhile, Rob and I were standing off to the side now.
Hey, nobody wants to run back out there and get shot again.
I wasn't playing because I am going to have surgery next week on my kidney. Rob, what is your excuse for not playing?
I was the reporter.
Oh, Rob was the reporter. So, as people were getting shot and coming off the field, it was very easy for Rob and I to just say, go back in.
Well, it was great when I got shot the second time because the guy wouldn't stop shooting me the second time I got shot. And I'm getting pummeled by this guy, and I just walk right over to him. And that's when I shot him right in the top of the head.
We talked to him later.
Oh, good, yes.
Yeah. By far the only person who's embraced our cheating philosophy is the even-minded Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, and he's out there having a good time. You got to watch the quiet ones. I believe you can regenerate Wendell Hall just behind you, Doc.
Wendell, would you like to go back?
Over group from Fuhrer, if it would be, please you, please.
Yes, go back, Wendell. Buddy, go back. Play unfairly. There he goes.
Go.
All right, Rob, what action are you seeing out there now?
Precious little, but we seem to be holding our own because I don't see any programming types here.
See, at this point, there's no freaking way we could figure out what was going on out there because you guys are hiding behind those big metal tubes.
Yeah, it was a little... I prefer the open field. The woods.
With the trees, yeah, much more protection. And the other thing we didn't have this time were armbands to identify who was on whose team.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so was there any friendly fire?
It was just confusing. A lot of people wearing green, a lot of people wearing camouflage.
Chaos.
Who's up, Sarah? Hold on, let me...
He's drinking right now.
He's hiding his 40.
Big Gum Jim, what happened?
Stacy Booty got me in the leg as soon as I got out there. I ran to the center, as directed by our emperor.
Well, get back out.
Emperor.
All right. Go on back.
Emperor.
Jim McClure pronounces emperor, and it becomes emperor. E-M-P-E-R.
As directed by our emperor.
We're doing essentially is just... All these people are trying to play by the rules, Rob.
Right, but we need to keep them straight. I'll hold your good-looking glasses there, Jim.
That wouldn't be me.
No, not that kind of straight. Cheryl, different kind of straight.
Okay.
Rob, I want to get some microphone sounds of people being shot, but as of this moment, there's not a lot of action out there.
I dare say all quiet on the Western Front.
And now here comes Charlie Broyhill. I believe this is either Buzz or Toju coming.
That's Buzz. Because Toju has the matching pants. It's Buzz, followed by Broyhill, and then behind him, I think, is Joe Ardinger, the Mighty Joe.
Oh, Mighty Joe Ardinger. Oh, now, poor Buzz. Look at this. Buzz.
Gray hair or that white paint?
Buzz has the spooge in his hair.
Yeah.
Buzz, come over here and be interviewed. An excellent job by Buzz.
Really, huzzah.
The pacifist of the group who, on his own, went back how many times? Three times?
Three times I went back, and it got to the point where I just couldn't see out of the goggles anymore because I had white spooge all over him.
Well, Buzz, we're proud of you. You've got the crap in your hair. Did you kill anybody?
I don't know if I did or not. I couldn't see after a while. I just kept shooting.
Can you tell us what's happening? At this point, we can't figure out who's winning or losing.
I think we're definitely winning. We had a couple of good strategies, and I think they're going to pay off for us. I think we're moving in.
All right, thank you.
This man is lying.
Toju coming back out again now.
I don't know.
What, 40?
I think you need to pretend that all those people out there have huge strollers.
I did get back out there.
I put that in my mouth.
That was 40's motivation for Buzz.
Right.
Because Buzz hates strollers.
Brilliant thing. Play with pain.
Yeah, I did.
Buzz, in fact, is the biggest cheater today, I'm proud to say. Buzz did go back quite a few times.
Stacy from the opposition is just leaving the field if you'd like to interview Stacy.
Yes, let's talk to Stacy. Hey, girl. Come here.
It's going to get loud.
What happened to you, baby?
Yeah.
One of them little assholes shot me. But I shot the out of Jimmy. And he was cheating. I shot the hell out of him. But he's out of there. I shot his ass. It was me.
While we're swearing, do you want to go ahead and just say hard just for fun?
Hard I like dick. All right.
She loves the hard hello, Toju. What's happening?
I was killed again.
Again?
2 minutes on the battlefield. However, this time, I decided it hurt too bad, so I gave off a headshot at point-blank range on the guy that shot and killed me.
Who was it?
I walked up to him. I don't know. It's one of those many people we don't know on the sales force. That effer.
Toju, let me ask you, would you say right now, you've been out there fighting.
Yes.
Are we winning or losing?
We're losing, Don. It's not looking good. We're not doing well, but I'll tell you right now, your son is putting up a hell of a fight over by the right snake on the battlefield.
Don, and I don't know.
What?
My demon seeds are out there. The twins are still out there.
All right, don't interrupt me. All right, so as I was saying, what's happening right now is I think the tide is turning our way, and I think we are going to be able to. The fact is, the cheating move that I made to get that flag,
yes,
that was the key move of the game. We possess the flag. We can drop it into their circle, but I have welts all over 90% of my body.
Where's your worst welt?
My worst welt is on my right forearm. That's where the guy...
Arm?
My right...
Left forearm.
Thank you, Dennis.
Forearm.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm a little out of breath. But I tell you, look for the member of the sales force that has the white paintball mark on his hairline. That's where I got him, right at the top of his forehead.
That could be Buzz.
Yeah. No, I don't think that was Buzz. No, this guy was shooting at me, Rob.
Okay. Well,
I am concerned about my boy. I have not seen him out there.
He's over on the right side. Now, he was going up the snake pipe. That's where that's what, if you control the right side of the field, you control the game of paintball.
And Chuck Broyhill, who was also regenerated and sent back in, is he still playing?
I'm not sure. Don, it's a mess out there. It's the heat of battle. We don't know what's going on. We don't know. It's terrible.
Don, perhaps we should move up here. This is where most of the action is. Let's take.
All right, let's move.
Let's move right to left across our radio dial.
What's happening?
He just did it.
What? What was that?
Don has
Nobody
dropped
knows
off the flag in the center. The JFK program department has won.
Woo! I would like to say once again, my superior genes have supplied us with a victory.
It's a good day. It's a good day for a battle. It's another victory for us.
We win again.
We win again.
We lost again.
We're stronger. We are bigger. We will always beat them.
Did anybody get me Libby's buttocks, her breasts, or her fingers?
Well, this is a new twist. I believe they are coming off the field now. I'm going to urge my soldiers not to put their butt plugs back in their weapons, and we will summarily execute every member of the sales team.
Yeah. Beautiful. That I love, Mike.
Thank you very much, Emperor. Please call me Toju, not Mike.
Toju, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Emperor.
Now, I have one other question. Is I offered precious little advice before the battle. I don't think anyone took it. Did anyone kill Libby?
Well, we had a very specific game plan going into the battle, which was thrown completely down the crapper as soon as the battle started.
All right, well, let's, Robbie, let's go over and interview some of our guys as they come off the field. Talk to some of our heroes of this battle. Right, now, this is where, when we get to the interview segment,
mm-hmm.
This is where all hell is going to break loose.
What cracks me up is when we won and Bart dropped the flag off. You hear some of the guy go, Bart got the flag. Nobody knew the rules.
No.
Nobody had any earthly idea what the rules were.
And again, you know, it was hard for us to get the sound of what was going on. Listen again to more tape of Joe Ardinger, our man who actually strapped a tape recorder to himself.
Right.
Out in the field. This is Joe being killed while playing paintball.
Mama, Mama,
I'm coming home.
That's my favorite part. Yeah. Mama.
All right, now, Rob, when does the hell break loose? Very soon, right?
Yeah, in about 8 or 9 minutes.
8 or 9 minutes. All right, let's hear a little bit more before we break again. You have Mighty Joe Ardinger. You have Bart the Killer. I would like to see the status of Libby, who was the captain of the sales team.
I'd like to see Libby just fairly dripping with white stuff. I mean, you know, paintball stuff.
John, what happened out there?
Well, I was reincarnated, went back out, and of course we won. I mean, what did you expect?
Jimmy, your thoughts?
I was reincarnated, I saved your son, took one for the team again. Bart won one for us.
Thank you, Emperor.
Bart, I understand that once again your superior genes made it possible for you to secure this victory today.
Yes.
What happened? Tell us. I couldn't even see you out there.
Well, I was over near the right of the field most of the game, and I took out Libby, I believe.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes! My son
killed Libby.
You know, in all seriousness, as far as the paintball game, he didn't have one bit of paint on him, and no. He went all the way down. So, I mean, he had. I didn't even know where he was on the field, and he got the, you know, it was his job to drop off the flag. Yeah, that was it.
We got in the car, and I said, don't get any paint on the car.
Right.
And he said, I never got hit.
No paint. I was shot like 15 times.
There's a hug from Uncle Mike.
From Toju.
Now, what else happened, Barty?
And I shot someone too many times at point blank by accident, because no one had told me not to.
Was accident in quotation marks there, by accident?
Yes.
Okay.
I am truly looking forward to seeing the individual that I got the headshot off on. Buzz, was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
I got Libby.
I didn't know it was.
Another woman. I got four people.
And you actually captured the flag and you won the game for us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
with
Bart.
With the help of Jim.
With the help of Big Gum Jim. Let's talk to Mighty Joe Hardinger.
Hello, boys.
Joe, how would you describe the battle today?
It was awesome. I killed Bretta.
Yeah.
I blistered her. I just want to say I miss Ivan. I wish you were here, Ivan. I blistered you, too.
And, Joe, you taped the entire battle on your strapped-on unit?
Yes, I did. I had my strap on today, Don, and I've got my gun plug inserted. I think we'll enjoy the tape later.
All right, let's talk now to Wendell Hall of the SS unit. Wendell, your thoughts on the battle today?
It was a brutal killing field. Brutal, but glorious.
Still has his mask on.
Yeah, Wendell's the only guy
right.
who doesn't take his mask off. Rewind
he's
that
got it back in the engineering room today. He's wearing it.
He sleeps in it.
Are you kidding?
No.
He's like Hannibal Lecter.
I'd have your lamb stuffed crying.
With the mask on. Your strapped-on unit?
Yes, I did. I had my strap on today, Don, and I've got my gun plug inserted. I think we'll enjoy the tape later.
All right, let's talk now to Wendell Hall of the SS unit. Wendell, your thoughts on the battle today?
It was a brutal killing field. Brutal, but glorious.
Brutal, but glorious. Hi, what, Bretta?
They cheated. Jimmy had the flag. He was standing outside the gate. Handed it off to your son.
What, Barty?
Yes, Mike? There he is. This is the guy I got the headshot off on. Let's take a look. Take this off. There it is.
Oh, now Mike shot you right in the head.
Esther already shot him.
That is correct, my friend.
Already shot him. Key point. Right. You guys cheat.
Yes. Right.
You yes. do the cheat.
That's yes. right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening right. to okay. Stacy.
Here it goes.
I'm going to break here because now this is where
it really grows hair.
Yeah. This is where everybody starts yelling. Bretta's yelling. Stacy's yelling.
Yeah.
We're yelling back. Libby comes over. The guy from the paintball place comes over and says it's okay that we were regenerating people because
yep.
they had more people than we had.
Yeah, that's the owner of the place. He was on our side.
And,
guy.
Then it ends with Stacy's famous they're all faggots speech. So we will do a break and come back, and you'll hear the aftermath
oh, yeah.
of the paintball battle. I salute you.
Thank you, Emperor.
Told
you. Or as Jim McClure would say, thank you, Emperor.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Proudly, down to only 2 herpes pills a day. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, listen, everybody. Don't forget, I'll be on King of Queens tonight.
Yeah wearing your UPS outfit.
Can't miss me. Got a line and everything. Tonight on CBS. And we'll have the full recap tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
I have some support for you, gentlemen. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is for you.
We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy.
A more
we're
pattern.
Going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend. Well, it was a glorious victory for us, yeah. And you've heard the setup. You've heard the majority of the battle.
Yes.
That we could actually play for you on the air. Now,
the verbal battle.
Now it's after the paintball game.
Oh, yeah.
And now I believe it's going to be Bretta and Stacy.
Mostly Stacy.
And yeah. Libby. Right. And it's Cunny, Cunny, Cunny.
Right. The next segment brought to you by Jack Daniels.
And it's going to be an awful screaming match. Here we go.
Ready, Dave?
All I know is, what, Bretta?
I don't know the guy.
Hold on, back
we
up.
We won those, Stacy.
Back it up a little bit.
It was a cold morning, and Stacy had a little bit to drink with her coffee before the game began.
Had she really?
Yes.
Thoughts on the battle today?
It was a brutal killing field. Brutal but glorious.
Brutal but glorious. Hi, what, Bretta?
They cheated. Jimmy had the flag. He was standing outside the gate. Handed it off to your son.
Hey, what, Barty?
What's the noise
yes,
I'm
Mike.
Making?
There he is. This is the guy I got the headshot off on. Let's take a look. Take this off. There it is.
Oh, now Mike shot you right in the head.
After
the
I already shot him.
That is correct, my friend.
He's like 14 years old. I don't know how old the kid was.
Hey, Mike, a kill's a kill.
Yeah, I know.
I already shot him. Keep going. You guys cheat.
Right.
You should have cheated.
That's right.
No way.
That's right.
False victory. Match. Know that.
There's going to be a cheating match.
I have only one question for you. Did it hurt?
Payback time.
Did it hurt your forehead?
No, it didn't.
Of course it did.
No, it didn't.
Little wimp.
I have a question. Who is this guy?
It doesn't matter.
Who are you related to on the sales?
It doesn't matter who I'm related
to. Get out of here.
See, already they...
All I know is... What, Bretta?
I don't know the guy.
We won those days.
I wouldn't be so happy about your win. It's a false win. You guys cheated. You know you cheated. I shot Jimmy's ass and he went back in there. If I knew that we could get...
Stacey, didn't I send you back in, though?
I told you
you could go back.
Stacey, the rule was. Hold on. The people were supposed to provide 8 salespeople. You didn't provide 8. You forfeit anyway.
With those little pussies back at the office.
Your ass
is mine. Luckily, I can't take one of these guns to the office.
She's very high strung.
The responsibility falls heavily on the shoulders of Libby Hughley for not providing a full compliment.
And where is Libby Hughley, who was killed by killed by Bart? Where's Where is Libby? Libby! Libby, come here, let me talk to you.
Nice shot, huh?
Libby, I understand you were killed by my son.
Thanks, Bart. Thanks, great.
Libby, your thoughts on losing this game today?
I think we played a hell of a good game.
Even though it only took 9 minutes.
It should be pointed out to you, Libby, that once again you did not provide a full complement of 8 salespeople today.
You know, they committed. You heard them commit.
Yes.
What am I supposed to do?
Hold on, Bretta has a complaint.
How come your team has 9 lives and we got 1?
Yeah, because we provided at least 9 or 10 programming people.
Yeah, we cheated, Bretta. There's no doubt. What, Libby?
I concede. Unlike Gore,
I concede.
Victory.
And I'd like to thank Libby for making it possible for us to come out here today. Thank you, Libby.
Yes, thank you, Libby. Hold on. What? Pev from Pev's Paintball is saying something. What?
Bart's the man.
What, Pev?
The sales staff had 6 more people that started the game, and we were not aware of that until the game started, so we had to reincarnate the programming staff, a couple guys, to make it fair.
It is not...
3 people that came, you're lying!
The sales staff brought in extra people that we didn't know about.
Well, technically, Pev, who runs this joint, is saying that we did not cheat. In fact, we won.
Fair
legitimately.
And square. The only way that we could make it fair was to bring a couple people back in on the programming staff, because the salespeople snuck in...
Scabs! You brought in scabs and put them on the team when they outmanned us. They had more men!
More people.
I love her.
Yeah.
God damn it, I'm in love with her. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be with her in real life. I love her on a paintball Saturday.
She's great.
Yeah. Cool.
You're full of liquor.
I have great news for the programming staff. It is a legitimate win.
We do not need to do a recount.
We won legitimately.
Recount!
I think it might be necessary. It might be necessary for Libby to show us her dimpled Chad.
I conceded.
Victory for the good guys.
What are you supposed to do? They cheated. Let's do a recount. Do it again. I say, let's bring it on. If you're that good, bring it on.
This game is over. Yeah. We have won.
Yeah,
we have won.
Go about paintball. Go back about your lives. Go back about your lives.
Bart has got the flag. He shows the colors that the game is over. He owns the flag.
Bart, you are the MVP of today's game.
Well, we have to share it with Mike, because Mike snuck through the middle and shot the key guy out in the middle that was holding up the game.
Yes.
And he made that suicide kill to take the guy out. Bart was able to go down and hang the flag.
Way to go, Toju.
Thank you very much, Emperor. I was severely wounded at the time.
Are we going home?
What?
Are we going home now?
Yes, we're going home
then. It's a 9-minute game.
That beat our record last time by 1 minute.
Yes, Marty. It was a 9-minute game, but this felt like a 9-hour game. Dennis Murphy, your thoughts?
It looked wonderful. You all did a great job.
Did you sell any CDs today?
I sold 4 already.
Four.
Four.
Four?
Four.
He sold 4. Oh, no, I'm doing Dennis Owens from WGMS.
Oh, okay.
Four. And I believe you just let that go, that Dennis actually just pushed you.
Yeah, I know, he did. I won't let the...
Now there's a fight between Mike and Dennis. So Mike's giving Dennis a hard time. And Dennis actually reaches over.
Pushes me.
And pushes Mike.
I didn't even notice it. And then you pointed out to me, and that's when we got into a little skirmish.
And you pushed him back, and that's when Dennis makes that noise. It's almost like a bird calling. It's like he gets
this...
It's his defensive.
It rewinds a little bit.
It's his defensive sound. It's when he protects his nest.
But this felt like a 9-hour game. Dennis Murphy, your thoughts?
It looked wonderful. You all did a great job.
Did you sell any CDs today?
I sold 4 already.
How many?
4.
4?
Yeah.
He sold 4. Oh, no, I'm doing Dennis Owens from WGMS.
Oh, okay.
Four. And I believe you just let that go, that Dennis actually just pushed you.
Yeah, I know, he did. I won't let the...
Hey, 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 hey. Can I hear that again? Right to that part.
Oh, my God. Hey,
hey, hey, hey. Oh, God.
Dennis's reaction to me.
Oh, I know, he did. I won't let the...
Oh, my God. Hey, 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 hey.
All right, now there's a fight between Mike and Dennis.
Yeah, okay. I can beat you with one hand tied behind my back.
Oh, look, a nice hug.
Can I hug him? Yeah, no, you can't kiss me.
Well, for the record, our side was victorious.
Yes.
Congratulations to you on a great victory.
Thank you, Emperor. And I want to thank Wendell Hall for loaning me a hat out of his Jeep. And I feel like I might have head lice right now.
And once again, MVP Bart, great job.
Thanks.
And Libby.
Back
we
out.
Gotta
go
on.
Again.
Libby, you're the big loser.
No,
I'm
sorry.
Come on, only one round?
Yeah, right, only one round. We have lives.
Come on.
But listen, who are you?
I'm Colin.
Colin, who are you?
Colin,
the new sales guy.
The new sales guy? He looks as old as Bart.
Who hired the cross between Pee Wee Herman and Matthew Broderick?
I'm a guilty party. I did it.
Come on.
No, Brenna hired him. No, this game is over.
Who knew Jeremy had a brother? Hey, but he showed up. That's more than most of the salespeople did.
I'll go one more.
No, this game is over.
This game is over. I'm going to my car and driving home.
As am I. As are you, Bart. Let's turn it over to Rob to get final thoughts.
Well, I think it was great, and I think everything was great, and everyone was great. And it was a really great day, and everyone was great. Did we all have a great time?
Yeah!
Want to do it again real soon?
No!
I'd like to put a request in for the Emperor to give the We're Out of Time sign-off, please.
Rob, we're out of time.
And what I meant was our time has been your time.
That's what I wanted for God.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Did we do our paintball-tacular?
Yes, sir.
Well, bye. I wish we had more time, but the clock on the wall shows that our time is just about out. We want to thank the sales staff for spending time with us. It's always great to have time with them. Until next time, let me just say that this time is very special for all of us, and it's time now to say goodbye, Big Boss. Our time is your time. It's time to get out of here. Thank you, Toad Jew. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. That was worth it. Goodbye, everybody.
But now the best part.
Right.
Stacy's final rave out.
Yeah, she raves out.
This is Stacy. I'd like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name, because we don't know their names.
I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy. Steve, pussy. Goldstein, Johnson, pussy. Ivan, pussy cat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggot, you pussy. All of you.
Thanks, little
Paul Gorgie.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
And that's where the tape ran out.
That's the grandest moment is Libby's jaw is just open. She says, Stacy, they're going to play this.
They're
going to
play it on the radio.
Way ahead. Steam rolls forward.
Absolutely.
Out to you once again.
Well, listen, it was actually nice to play the members of the sales staff who actually did show up.
Yes, we appreciate the effort.
And sometime... Not sometime soon.
No.
But sometime we will do it again.
Yes, biannually.
And thank you to Pev's Paintball.
Yeah, very nice little playing field they have out there. And that place is jumping. A lot of people out there. He says this is their busiest time of year between like September and Christmas time. That's when their time most time.
I got an idea the next time we could do this.
It's Veterans Day.
Huh? What's that, like about a year from now?
Yeah, a year from now. Fantastic. Maybe President's Day 2002.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Listen. It's not a mystery guest, but I want to tell you that when we come back, I understand that Redskins coach, former Redskins coach Norv Turner, would like to come on the air and apologize for his behavior a few hours ago on this show.
Yeah, Broyhill was telling me he's a lot more kind of weirdly mellow, right?
Okay, so we will give Norv Turner a few more minutes on this show, and we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I had any balls, if the commissioner of this league had any balls, if the president of the Players Association had any balls, if it wasn't a financial issue about greed with designated gross revenues and all that bullcrap, we would have four players healthy today.
Wearing their game day attire, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now listen, frankly, I'm torn. We do a national show that goes into over 56 markets. We do the show from Washington, D.C., and I think most of the people who listen to us are sports fans. And it's a big deal that the Redskins canned their coach today.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple hours ago, Norv Turner called, and frankly, he was crying. He was really a mess. But I understand that now he wants to come back on the air as a more positive and pulled together Norv Turner. Let's welcome him now. Hello, Coach.
Hello.
Our ex-coach. Hi, Norv.
Hi, Don.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I've been told that you spent the last 2 hours watching the movie Full Metal Jacket.
I've been watching Full Metal Jacket for the last hour, Don. I'm doing fine. Everything's fine with the football team. I'm totally calm now. I don't have any axe to grind at all. I'm just telling you right now, we're gonna be just fine, Don. How are you today? I'm Coach Norv Turner of the Washington Redskins.
No, you're not the coach anymore.
I'm going to kill you.
What?
I'm going to kill you, Don.
Now, why do you want to kill me, Norv? I've always been one of your biggest supporters.
I'm going to kill you because you're standing here in the bathroom with me.
I'm not in the bathroom. I'm on the telephone.
And I'm waiting for the sergeant to come in. He's going to tell me to put down my weapon. I'm going to shoot him in the chest. I'm going to blow his guts all over the linoleum floor.
Oh, I know. He is replaying that scene where...
This is my rifle.
Oh.
It is my friend.
He snapped.
My rifle is special to me.
Hey, Norv, what time is the magic show?
Magic show. There will be a magic show at 0900. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Hi, Joker. Private Pyle, I believe we found something you do well. I believe you've been born again hard, Private Pyle.
Hey, Norv.
Hey, on, pretty girl.
Hey, Norv.
Frosty the Snowman.
Hello? Norv, what is that I found in your locker?
Jelly donut, sir.
What is jelly donut doing in your locker?
I had it because I was hungry. That's
you are
Charles Loud in the mess.
You were hungry. You are a disgusting fat body.
Sir, no, sir. I will eat my jelly donut while the rest of my platoon does their push-ups and their chin-ups.
Now,
hi, Don.
Now, Norm.
Don, is Ken Stevens there? I want him to come to my house.
Why?
I'm going to have him for dinner.
Oh,
I'm going to eat him. I'm going to chop him up in little pieces. I'm going to chop lots of people up in little pieces.
Yeah, Norm, I was told
I'm going to chop everybody that I don't like up in little pieces. One night I will have chopped Stevens sautéed over my stove.
And then I'll have a Schneider souffle. Yes, sir. And I'll have Serrato au gratin. Lots of fun. Lots of good things to eat. And then I think I'll have a Jergensen pie.
Oh.
And a George Michael sundae. And I'll have Herzog burgers. Maybe I'll make Herzog pancakes. Frank's fingers sticking out of them.
Oh.
And then I'll have a Huff dog made out of Sam Huff. Food processor. Yeah, I'll have lots of good people to eat. It'll be lots of fun.
Are you going
to
eat all the people in the Redskins? You're mad? Are you going to eat Deion Sanders?
No, he wasn't really mean to me, but I will definitely have an Albert Connell salad. Chef salad with Albert Connell.
What about...
with just a little Fies mayonnaise.
What about Eddie Murray? What are you going to do to him?
Eddie Murphy, I'm going to make him... I'm going to roast him.
You're going to roast Eddie Murray?
Spit and put an apple in his mouth and swirl him around until he's nice and tender, and then I'm going to eat him. And then I think I'm going to have some Reagan's Nuggets. John Reagan's Nuggets.
John Reagan's.
Very yummy, yummy for me in North. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not tell them. Tell you why.
Awesome.
I'll have some Dave Butts chips.
Now, Norm.
Tasty little Dave Butts chips.
Norm.
Good to me.
Norm, I was told that you had pulled yourself together in the last couple of hours.
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing your army fatigues?
I am not wearing army fatigues. I am not wearing anything right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, Norm.
I'm wearing my Redskins underwear. My logos. Oh, Chief. Hello, underwear. Hello, my underwear. I'm Coach Turner of the Washington Redskins.
Hey, did they take away that company car?
Hello?
Did they take away your company car?
They took away everything. They locked me out. I don't have a chance to get back in, but I'm going to get back in. I'm going to crawl back in. I'm going to crawl back in. They're not going to see me coming. They're not going to see me coming. Bang! Scared you, didn't I? Yeah. I scared you, didn't I? Yes, sirree. Oh, I'm going to have some spaghetti and Redskins balls. Burgundy and gold balls. Yes, sirree. I'll put a little Jacoby jelly on it and maybe have some Dresdner toast. Sure, yum, yum. I'm so hungry. I want to eat people.
So let me see if I get this straight.
I want to eat all the people that were mean to me in Washington.
You are talking about killing and eating all of the people. What about the Redskins fans?
Yeah, how about some roast hog yet? They're fans, aren't they? How about Grandpa Hog yet? Sliced, diced, chopped, sauteed, grinded up, made into a patty, put on a grill, cooked. I'll eat all the Redskins fans. They'll remember North Turner. Yes, sirree, they'll remember North Turner was a hungry man.
I'll
put them all in a hungry man dinner.
Well, I'll tell you this, he is...
You too, Don. I'm going to eat you up.
Now, Norm, I don't know why you want to eat me up that I've...
Get in my belly.
I have certainly made jokes, but you know that behind the scenes, I've always supported you.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
are you
Joseph.
My friend?
Man. I'm one of your best friends, Norm.
You will teach me how to keep my uniform clean. Won't you, Don?
Yes, I will.
I don't have any I don't harbor any bitterness towards the fans. Or Mr. Snyder or anybody else, do I?
Okay, listen.
I'm a pretty girl. I want to be a dancer.
You know, I was told that Norm had turned the corner, but apparently he has not turned a corner.
Madden milk. Drink John Madden milk.
John, now why are you mad at John Madden?
I don't know. I'm mad at everyone that said bad things about me. He said something bad about me a long time ago.
What about Tony Kornheiser?
Oh, I'm going to have him special. I'm going to eat him special. I'm going to have Kornheiser sushi.
Oh, my.
That means I'll eat his feet while he's still alive. How's that taste, Tony? How's that, Mr. It's time. How's that, Mr. 7-year itch while I gnaw off your toe when you're still alive as I strap you to your own car? I'm okay. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. All right, I'm glad to hear it, Norm.
It's a good football team. It's a good football team. It's a good football team.
What's a good football team?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, have a happy, happy, happy day. Happy 4th of July, Don. I'm going to the beach.
Redskins, former Redskins coach Norv Turner. Finally, what would you like to say to the fans?
I'd like to say to the fans, fill it to the rim with Grimm. Delicious Russ Grimm. I'd like to say to all the fans, I love to eat you up with a big spoon. So don't come near my house for trick-or-treat. You're not going to leave alive.
Thank you, Norm.
Thank you, Don. It's really been a pleasure talking to you. Do I have to go now?
I'm glad you're not crying anymore. Yeah, we got to go to news now.
I don't want to go now.
We got to go to news, and I'm sure Buzz is going to be... I'm sure Buzz is going to be reporting on the fact that you were fired today as Redskins coach.
Oh, well, I've got something to fix his wagon.
What's that?
I'm going to make Buzz drops. Little Buzz candies covered with chocolate. Buzz drops. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Norv.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm Norv Turner. I was fired today.
I heard. I'm sorry.
I was fired by the Redskins and Mr. Snyder.
You'll land on your feet.
I'm going to make some Buzz Brittle. Nice Buzz Brittle with peanuts and you.
You should see a doctor, maybe.
All right, Norv.
Hey, it's nice talking to you.
Great talking to you, Norv.
Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Norv. He's turned cannibal on us.
I'm telling you.
He's not right.
That's a totally different man than we talked to 2 hours ago.
Sure is.
Boy, totally different.
Lose your job in the NFL and you lose it.
And who knows what he'll be like tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
I got one word for tomorrow for North. Clown.
Oh, wow.
Circus clown.
Yeah, maybe he'll have some sound effects.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and comments?
Tonight, a real bad day for Norv Turner and Al Gore.
Got you, everybody. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Jizzy. The Don and Mike Show.
I remind everybody, tonight, King of Queens, Doug and Deacon keep raising the stakes in their efforts to play the best practical joke on each other.
There you go.
Also, Arthur takes a job as a delivery man in Carrie's office. And if you go to TVGuide.com, you'll see that I actually, my real name, I get billing, not last billing, though.
But you're on there.
I'm there. In the role of Don, Michael Flores.
Very cool.
That's tonight on CBS. Time now for news. Everybody watch this tonight so it gets a good rating, please. Time for news with Buzz. Brought to you by Best Buy. This holiday season, give the magical gifts that let people have more fun with their time. Best Buy. Buzz, turn on the fun.
Okay.
All right, go. Turn it on.
It had to happen, and now it has. Norv Turner has been fired as the coach of the NFL's Washington Redskins.
What?
Yeah, it's big news here, so everybody else just bear with us for a moment.
Oh, my God.
With the most expensive roster in league history, Turner...
You're not going to believe this!
...led his team to a 7-6 record. The Skins lost their third straight home game yesterday to an underdog, the New York Giants.
Incredible!
Passing game coordinator Terry Robiskie has been tagged to coach for what's left of the season.
He'll do it.
Changes were also made today with the special teams coach and in the front office. Turner was with the Skins in 7 years, posting a record of 49-59-1. Owner Dan Snyder, by the way, says despite the team's record, the Redskins are, quote, not out of the playoff race.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Exactly.
I was Rob at the game yesterday doing the PA.
I like, hey, Rob, the more relaxed you get, the better it gets.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Go after yourself, Rob.
Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, Rob, it's working.
Well, the presidential thing isn't over. Al Gore's people say he will continue to fight, but after today, it is totally uphill for the guy.
Now, listen, here's what I was just talking to Mike during the break.
Yeah,
here's my thought.
I think it's time. I really do.
Hey, now, you're going to see all these Democrats who have been supporting him. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, they smell that he's a loser.
Yes.
And you're going to see the Democrats start to back off in their support.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be alone on this island.
Yes. I think the reason I think he should do it now, I think now we're at a stage where the earlier he does it, I think, you know, at this stage of the game, the more it drags on. I think it's just it's going to be bad for him.
He and his people would beg to differ. In fact, they think that we've got a couple more weeks' patience in us, the American people do.
He's wrong. Listen, he's really wrong
right.
about... He's
I think
more
you're
wrong
right.
about that than he's wrong. And believe me, you guys know how I felt about
this
election.
Absolutely.
And I just think, really, you know, you suck it up, you come back in another 4 years.
My patience ran out 2 weeks ago. As normal. I was ahead of the curve.
You are.
I was ahead of the freaking curve.
That's right.
People are sick of this. Even Mike is sick of this.
I am. It's just I'm getting tired of the whole thing. You know what irritates me? He got that ruling from that judge that had all the ballots come up the highway.
Right.
Where they made that big deal. What the F is the point of doing that? When you're going to rule that you can't count the ballots. Why go through that exercise?
That to you. So the judge gets on TV.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly why.
I mean, that's the only
his
reason
moment
I
in the
think.
Sun. His moment of you know, his moment of notoriety.
Because he had no reason
right.
to put those ballots in the truck.
That guy's a dick.
And have them driven all the way there. Just so he could say no. He could have said no
immediately.
3 days ago.
You know, that's, and you know, with all judges, that's probably what they wanted to do. He probably had in his mind what he was going to do right from the very beginning.
The judge.
That was the second of two things that happened today. First, the Supreme Court handed George W. Bush at least a temporary victory by refusing Gore's request to hand count thousands of disputed ballots from Florida.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
The U.S. Supreme Court did this because it says the Florida Supreme Court didn't give a clear reason for approving the hand count. Gore's appealing that decision, which we should point out is more of a call for a do-over than it is a clear victory.
What a great guy he is.
But time is, as we mentioned, not on Al Gore's side at this point. The case now goes back to the Florida court for clarification. It continues.
Okay, to the layman,
yes.
here's how it appears now. This has gone on for a freaking month.
That's right.
He lost the recount. He lost the second recount. He went to the Supreme Court. He lost. He lost in the Florida court. I mean, I know that there are more details to this than I'm giving
you're
you.
Right. You're
but
right.
In broad strokes...
Yes.
You gotta say, come on. You've had five or six chances. You lost. Just quit.
With these two defeats today, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 24 hours. Maybe he will.
Or... Hey, the only one that I think about now, the only one... What's that ballot where the absentee ballots were certified when they shouldn't have been? Where that one...
You had talked about this, Buzz, about the court case. Seminole County was, I think, the main case.
Where they had actually... That Republican guy had... Written in the numbers?
Right.
And exactly. What happened to that? Is that over?
That is still being challenged. And as I said before last week, there were 20 court cases. I think we're back down to 19.
You could actually have all this stuff be over.
Right.
And then that one would throw out 4,000 votes.
That's exactly
that would
right.
immediately. But then we'd go into,
but then,
you know.
But then Bush would sue again.
Yeah, you'd have the same thing going on all over again.
It's we're goddamn ridiculous.
You know what?
Is.
And that is why I think, you know, really, the smart thing right now, I think we've all had enough. The smart thing is for George Bush to concede.
Yeah.
just so we... Just
that's
so
fair.
We
I think that's fair.
I really don't care. I really don't care which guy wins.
You know what I think right now?
Which one of them had the balls to quit?
I tell you, and that's the way I think right now the guy... Well, I mean, obviously Bush has been the certified winner of Florida. So, he, you know, it's just... If he concedes, he's going to look like a lunatic.
Right.
But if Gore was to concede, I think the country would thank him, and I think the country would feel differently.
And he'd win 4 years from
He would actually do something for the good of the country. And, you know, I know that when you're surrounded by the partisans that are 10 times more partisan than me or you or anybody else, that he's getting it just as bad from the other side.
Yeah, but
so
even at some point, the captain of the Titanic, man, well, and I saw that movie the other night on NBC, okay? So I can now finally...
You watched the Titanic?
Hey. I watched part of it. I can finally speak with authority.
Okay.
At the point when the ship is halfway in the water,
right,
and Leonardo DiCaprio is climbing up the side of the ship,
yes.
At that point, the captain has to say, wow,
yeah.
We're effed.
I would say so.
If Al Gore was the captain of that ship, he'd still be saying... Hey, everything's under control. Go back down to the dining room. Get yourself something to eat.
You know, the days that Bush has that are bad, that, you know, where it doesn't go for him, do not seem nearly as significant as when it goes bad for Gore.
At this point,
it just seems like with every little setback for Bush, there's a bigger setback for Gore. That's the way
it's working.
I perceive it.
Yep.
And, you know, I voted for Gore. I think it sucks that the votes didn't get counted, but I think there's a certain point where you just got to be, really, the bigger guy has to do it right now.
You got
to
be a man right. like North Turner.
Exactly.
You got to call up the show and you got to say, you know what? I'm going to kill my opponents and then I'm going to eat them.
That's what America wants
and
to hear.
Tomorrow
That's
I'm gonna
the solution.
Tomorrow I'm going to call up and I'm going to be a circus clown on the show.
America would embrace that.
Buzz, hold on. You got more on this?
I just wanted to finish this up by saying, as Mike said, the county judge ruled against Gore's request on hand counts there. A lawyer for Bush said today's rulings prove that Bush and Cheney won Florida. Dick Cheney didn't hesitate today to say that Gore ought to drop out of the race, but George W. Bush turned down a chance to ask Gore to step aside. He says he can understand how that would be a difficult decision to make.
No, please,
well, that's good, but, you know, at least that's raising the tone
good
a little
sportsmanship,
bit. I'd rather
yeah.
see that. You know, let Cheney do that.
Right. I'm for hand jobs, incidentally.
Amen.
Instead of hand, what a hand counts, whatever you're talking about.
I think you can get those down in Florida.
More oh, yeah. jobs for hands. More manual release. That's what I'm for.
Amen.
Vote yes on Claudine.
I see a fourth party.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.